Hey, Will. How are my legs treating you?
Oh, they're great. I'm so happy I can do a backflip.
No, that's a bad idea.
Oh, no!
Oh,
oh,
God.
Why?
Again.
Serves him right.
All right. Eric, can you smell this rag?
Ooh, rag!
Welcome to Rag, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
I need to mention
it. Okay, we're recording.
What?
Are you not gonna do your thing?
I never did that.
Did what?
Throw up.
I don't remember. That's disgusting. Why would you do that?
Yeah, Alex.
Come on, don't just tell someone throw up. That's really not right.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's rude.
You guys don't remember Meyer throwing up?
I remember
up.
Meyer.
Yeah.
But every time we start recording, for like the last 2 years, Mike would throw up.
I don't recall.
It doesn't ring a bell.
I mean, I saw him throw up that one time, but he was very sick.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't poke fun at that.
Bring that up. That's really impolite.
He was in the hospital for like...
Oh, wait, no, guys. I see. I accidentally crossed dimensions again.
Oh.
I'm from a parallel universe.
Oh.
Hey, everybody.
So like it.
Yeah. My name is Alex One.
Oh.
Wait, how do you know that our Alex is an Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man.
Because if he was Alex One, he'd probably be here.
Well, if you switch dimensions, he's probably switched dimensions too.
Right? Yeah, so Alex Two is on Earth One now.
Exactly.
But you're Alex Two? No. Because last time you said you were Alex Eight.
No, this is Earth Two.
Listen, we outnumber you. We say
we say this is Earth.
How many of you guys have traveled dimensions on a regular basis?
Can we just be Earth A? I mean, like the settlest
Eartha? No.
Why were you some Catwoman or something?
What?
She was Catwoman, right? Eartha Kitt. All right, I did the reference correctly.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. Tonight we are playing Eclipse Phase. Our wonderful jaunt through the transhuman future, where nothing ever goes wrong.
That's a lie.
What are we eclipsing?
The phase.
Oh.
Sorry, it's favorite phase.
Hey, so...
Ryan, since you're up, can you pour me a Ryan?
What would you like?
A Ryan of soda.
I think there's only ice and tea.
Nope.
Oh, I want a Ryan of soda too as well.
Some asshole in a wheelchair brought Coke.
Unless it's some soda I don't like. Then I don't want it.
And James brought soda. All right, so last game. Well, we're only
like
three
the wheelchair
games.
That's a little better.
So, you guys are all firewall agents who went on a mission that went awry, and you accidentally woke up 100 years in the future.
Whoops.
Wait, how do you accidentally wake up 100 years later?
Just like what happened to you.
Yeah. Oh.
Exactly what happened.
I forgot to set my alarm.
David overslept a bit.
I pulled a Rumpelstiltskin. I just fell asleep. And
nope. All right, so...
No. Jeez, spend some gold out of straw.
Yeah, I think
that's
what I do.
No,
you
spend some gold out of straw.
James spent 100 years spinning straw into gold.
Yeah.
Thanks, James. Wow. Can I have some?
No, yeah, that's the one.
Can I have some gold, please?
Pass this to Ed.
Please? No one needs to know that. Let me have any gold.
And Ryan has really long hair.
Cups, can I have a Ryan full of iced tea?
Sure.
Favorite Ryan.
I haven't woken up yet.
That's fine.
Well, excuse me.
And so last game, after you woke up 100 years in the future, thank you, Cups, you learned that a gigantic alien spacecraft was coming to Earth. Go to Earth.
No, I'm good. I'm joking.
Earth 1 or Earth 2?
Coming to the solar system.
Okay.
And it was broadcasting a message saying it wanted Charles Maldonado, who is dead.
That dick. He was killed by Doc Skylax.
Yes.
I'm glad they didn't want Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario.
And the only one who might still have a copy of it is Firewall's greatest traitor, Elise Menendez, who betrayed the organization and exposed them to the public. So every Firewall agent...
Good reason.
You would hope. So every Firewall agent was burned and was either captured and imprisoned or rededicated themselves, quote-unquote, to serve another agency, or just flat-out killed. So you guys are the last Firewall Sentinels.
Yay!
Lucky us!
And you went to go talk to... So Proxy Steel, who had woke you up, was working with one other man named Amir. Amir Sektawi.
Uh-huh.
And he brought you to one of his old friends, Dalton, who is the head of the Martian Ranger Corps. And while you were meeting with him, the building was attacked, and terrorist attacks, you found out, were carried out simultaneously across the planet. Many government officials were kidnapped and taken up to the asteroid that is orbiting the planet that is going to be the tether for a new space elevator. and the terrorists...
Something bad happened to their old one.
No, this is a space elevator.
Right?
Yeah. It's been like 100 years. They've definitely fixed it.
Yeah, they rebuilt it.
The other way.
This is for
an additional space elevator.
Well, they could have had three at this point.
Yeah.
If only.
For Mars!
The Knights of John Carter kidnapped everyone, and they threatened to execute the president on live TV if their demands were not met, and if anyone came, they would crash the asteroid into the planet.
That's fun.
Which would be bad.
Really?
Yes.
We made a lot of them uncomfortable.
It's called Operation
Bull
Meteor.
Did shoot one and then stab her hand into his wound and use him as a puppet.
I hacked some stuff.
You did.
I don't remember what I did. I probably shot somebody.
Yeah, there was a bunch of that going around.
I think I ate some chips.
So at the very end of the last game, Dalton...
No, crystals.
Dalton told you that if you come help him, he will give you the contacts you need to get into Elise's 24/7 party so you can talk to her and try to get the ego that you need to save the solar system.
It's really
and all transhumanity.
So you're saying on that asteroid, it's 24 hours of...
Non-stop party.
No, I mean, this is at 24 hours, though. I mean, it's not like something that goes longer or shorter the day type.
Oh, well, that's the 24 hours is the standard day-night cycle for habitats. Mm-hmm. It's Earth normal. It's what human bodies are evolved to be accustomed to.
They just pump in, like, light or... No.
They're called light bulbs.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, an erratic
day-night
cycle.
They don't pump in light.
Alex, future.
All right, ship this box of light over.
our light reserves are running low. We better top up at the light gas station.
We're running low on gas. Well, open the vents. Flood the room.
Can we do some headlight fluid?
Fill her up, Jami.
Who? Jami.
Jami.
All right. So,
Jami is a very common name in our dimension.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just thought it was funny. That's why I was asking. So, why don't we introduce your characters?
Because you haven't met Jami.
Starting with James.
Hi, I'm James.
Prove it.
I can't.
Oh.
I was just going off of what people told me my name was. So,
it's
Jami.
It almost is.
Yeah.
Close. I'm playing Santiago. He is a observer. He's in an observer morph. He's quite a fetching lad. He looks like he's about 25. He always wears a suit. And he really likes to talk to people. Sometimes he doesn't know when to shut up. And he may or may not be psychic. You don't know.
Okay. Cruises?
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. I'm Jami. And I'm playing Damian Carmelo. He also wears a suit. He has slicked back black hair and a baboon.
A police baboon.
Finally.
I am playing Bull.
But who are you?
I'm Ed.
Give him a baboon. I'm an expert fenrir for God's
sake. My name is Ubo.
One is a baboon. One is a six-legged tank.
I'm playing Bull, who is I am sleeved in a fury morph. You don't know much about her. You just know that she's really, really ugly, really, really big, and
how big is
kills
she?
Stuff.
Big. She's like Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah.
She walked into a room full of seven people with machine guns
and just kept walking.
And just kept walking.
That's all right. I've adjusted for that.
Oh God.
Yeah. She's a little intimidating, I would say.
A smidge.
Just a tit.
Yeah, but I had some stuff.
Hey everybody.
Can you pass me some index cards?
I am Ryan Prime. Eric, stop waving at me.
Sorry, I'm wavering.
Does your Ryan imagine all of you into existence?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm Ryan Prime.
Wait a minute. So there are no alternate universes. It's just Ryan getting confused.
Yeah.
I'm losing my grip.
There used to be more of us.
Yeah.
He took a spill in the shower, kind of hit his head.
Remember Steven?
And Ray.
Poor Gary.
Poor Ray. Yeah. Will killed Ray.
Yeah.
I wonder what made Ray Australian. Anyway, I'm Ryan, and I am playing STR-424, also known as Strapper, or by his firewall code name, Bitman. He is a humanity's AGI Mercurial, because he hates his origins.
And he's in a menton.
What is he?
He's a human... humanities AGI, which means he was designed to interface with
people. He's C-3PO.
Yeah.
Human cyborg relations.
Right. But he hates that, so he wants to be... He's a machine separatist now.
He wants to be a man-like.
Eric?
I'm another funny name, and I'm playing Esmeralda Alphys, or you could call her Mary for short. She's a hyper elite. Her background is hyper elite. She's in a sylph morph. I don't know why I decided to tell you my background. I was just reading off the paper. Is that important? Should I be telling them that? My background is hyper elite, and then you gotta deal with it. I'm a sylph morph.
It depends on whether or not your backstory is secret or
important. Because maybe. I don't know.
Where's the background?
I'm in a sylph morph.
Pig uplift.
She's pretty. And she used to be an actress, a child actress, but then she went to being a scientist.
And she has a really creepy...
But now she wants to be an actress again. And yeah, her muse is Daddy. It's her daddy from the TV show she was on.
That is...
Called Cheeky Cherub. She played Charity.
Have a field day. All right, and Meyer.
That's me. Meyer, it's four R's.
Whoa.
I'm playing Elizabeth, who is a research AGI in a flex bot. And she likes research, and she likes people, and she's very nice. And she has a slight obsession with missiles.
just a little bit.
Ballistics.
So that's like the only Elizabeth constant.
Yep.
Yeah. But they're very friendly, and they like ballistics.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like ballistics?
Didn't one of them get sleeved in a missile once?
Yeah. No, she got to shoot a missile.
It was the best experience of any of Elizabeth's existence.
And I made sure I critted on it, so she was really good.
She definitely uploaded that XP to the LizNet so they could all live it.
Yeah.
All right, so this game, I know last game I said was called the Corbin Stratagem, but this game is called the Corbin Stratagem.
Baron Corbin?
Didn't get to it.
Yes.
Corbin Branson.
Okay, so...
What was the last game called?
Picking up the pieces. Because you had to pick up all the pieces from being dead for 100 years.
Or like the puzzle. Or body parts.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow! Okay. So, we ended with Amir saying, we have a stealth ship.
Our Alex would have laughed so much at that show.
Yeah, seriously, man, it's not the same.
Sorry, guys. So Amir and Dalton start heading off towards your ship.
Oh my god. Oh.
I'm sorry, guys. Following? After you said picking up all the pieces, I'm trying to remember, what's that game with the timer and you've got all the pieces that are weird shapes and you gotta get it all
perfection.
Right?
Oh,
yeah. Thank you. Top goes perfection. Alright. I'll head toward the ship as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I won't.
Oh,
I'm gonna bewildered.
I'm just gonna shoot everyone in the back as they turn to walk.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh my.
And then open the airlock.
Well, that's it. Game's over.
Well, you're on Mars.
Good game.
There's no airlock.
Experience.
It says you.
Yes.
Rest.
And it's the only one that matters.
God, I couldn't play perfection when I was a kid.
I guess I'll stand
anxiety.
Up and go to the...
I don't think you can be killing a bull with one shot.
Yeah, no. You might be able to... There's a slight chance you could kill everyone else, but not
maybe bull. If it was a cannonball.
I'm going to kill everyone else and seduce bull.
Oh.
Wow.
That might work.
Yeah. All right, so you all head to the ship, which you're becoming more familiar with, and Amir sits down in the pilot seat, and Dalton jumps into the co-pilot seat. And once you're all boarded and strapped in, Amir hits some buttons, and you start to take off. Once you break atmosphere, you quickly ascend. There's enough air to breathe on Mars, but it's still rather thin compared to Earth.
Earth.
So once you get into orbit, things slow down a bit.
How do you colonize Earth?
Oh yeah, Dalton says. Well, after Amir and I and the rest of them saved it, it turned out that most of the Titan war bots that were left were all gathered in one space and destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Cleared up a lot of the problems that were down there. So people started sending down small colonies. So there's about a million people down on Earth right now.
Can we visit Earth?
I mean, not right now.
You and your friends defeated the Titans, the greatest super intelligence as humanity has ever created.
Well, no, not the Titans. They're gone. The shit they left behind.
Okay.
It was a whole remnants. Thing. There was this guy. He like infected himself with a strain of the Exurgent virus, and all the machines down there were under his control. And when we killed him, they were all deactivated. It was a thing.
Is there a healing vat on the ship?
Nope.
No.
You wouldn't have time anyway.
And the doctor is.
You're going for like a 20-minute ride.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there might be, but like I said, you're going for like a 20-minute ride. There's not enough
time. Can I have your autographs?
Thanks for not being here, Will the doctor.
Will can roll a heal, you know.
You will not touch me.
No, or not.
Can I erase the stress I had from before we were asleep for 100 years?
Nope.
I wouldn't mind a bit of healing.
I'm going to talk to... I'm going to try to get... I'm going to trauma and stress. I'll try to... That's some stress and trauma.
Oh yeah, I like de-stress if possible.
Like I said, it's a 20-minute res. You don't have time to de-stress.
Okay.
Will could do first aid on one person.
I had 100 years.
Well, if no one else needs it more,
you had 100 years, but it was a second. You didn't.
I was asleep.
My form is very fine. Restful.
Yeah, literally. What's Will's character's name?
Fitz.
Fitz looks at the couple of holes in Tiffin and Bull's arm in her shoulder, and he's let me take a look. You will not touch me.
Okay, never mind.
You look a bit damaged there.
I will be fine.
Well, if you insist, I'm just trying to help.
I forgot why Will took 55 points in Titanian outdoor activity.
Wasn't he some sort of like kite glider or something?
Yeah, maybe.
You will see tomorrow.
Oh, he's Titanian. Okay, never mind. That makes more sense.
Oh, I love
it. Alright, so Eric, do you want some healing?
If no one else needs it more, I mean, 7 damage. I don't know.
I got 14 damage and 1 wound.
Oh. James Santiago might need a little more.
Alright, so Santiago.
If you guys are heroes, can I have like your autographs?
Yeah, medicine.
I mean, I am only a little beat up. Probably he could go over there and use it.
Oh, Will failed.
Yeah.
So, you don't get hurt. You didn't crit fail.
I'm glad it wasn't
you don't
me then.
Get better.
Ow! You're causing me more pain than you are trying to fix me.
Oh, sorry. That's how medicine works.
Let me just put on this tourniquet. I'm not bleeding. Tourniquet.
just don't touch me. Just go over there. I'll be fine.
Do you have medicines?
No.
That was stupid.
Let me just tie your foot off with a tourniquet. I'm actually having a diabetic attack in my foot right now. Tourniquet.
Yeah. No, that's perfect because diabetics have great feet.
Yeah. All right. So after you break atmosphere, the bumpy ride stops.
Now let's get the autograph.
And on what?
Not
they don't have pens.
Digital autograph. Digital signatures.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, they give you their digital signatures.
Yes.
And Dalton...
I'm sure there's a version of autographs in trans.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Oh, absolutely. I give out many.
Some sort of, like, stamp or, like, a...
Yeah, there's probably... Yeah, there's...
I get them tattooed on places in my body nobody can see.
I do have a stamp of my own.
Steven, I got their autographs!
Oh yeah, your robot.
Yeah.
So the ride smooths out. Dalton unhooks himself from the chair and floats to the middle. All right, listen up, everyone. This is how it's going to go. And all your entoptics start to display a holographic map that's floating in the middle of the ship. It's the asteroid. He says, "Okay, so they've most likely taken all the hostages here," and he points to an area. They're beginning construction to turn this into the docking port for the new space elevator. So there's a few tunnels and one or two airlocks in. So if they had to store people, that's where they would do it. Now, they said that they could crash the asteroid into the surface, which means that they still have control of the engines. He points to one side. And you can see that there are big rocket engines literally, like, bolted to the asteroid. The third objective is over here, and on the other side lights up. There's a communications antenna. That's the only way that they would be able to broadcast from the asteroid down to the surface of Mars. Their private mesh signal wouldn't be able to handle it. We have two advantages going in. One, Amir says this is a stealth ship, so as long as he doesn't fuck up getting us in, they won't know we're here.
Oh, goddamn it.
Amir was Will's character, right?
Yes.
Okay, so not a good chance of that.
We're dead.
Two.
I will.
This asteroid is so small that their own private
communications... How small is it?
It's so small that their communications won't work over long distances. The asteroid itself will block their path. So, the guys at the engines can't signal to the guys in the bunker because the asteroid's in the way and blocking the radio transmission. So, if we need to stop them, the first thing we need to do when we land is simultaneously take out the engine so that they can't blow them up or pilot this thing into the planet, and take out the radio beacon so that way they can't broadcast themselves killing the president to everyone on Mars. Mm. Once that's done, we can get noisy, because at that point, honestly, it doesn't matter if they kill the president, because no one will see it. We'll just say we foiled them and re-sleeve him, and everything will be fine.
I'm not good with guns.
Well,
I am.
Someone's going to have to hack into the communication tower. And they're probably guarding the engine, so that's most likely going to be a fight. Any questions?
Bolt cracks your knuckles. Rerouting their communication should be easy enough.
It might be monitored. There's probably going to be active resistance.
Strapper just sort of scoffs at that, like...
Can't we just, like, talk it out?
No.
Hmm.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Where did he say the fight would be?
By the engines.
By the engines.
I will go to the engines.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I think most people should go to the engines. They're probably not going to have as much of a guard on the communications antenna. But maybe they do. We won't know until we touch down and get there. So, who's going to go where?
I'll go to the communications array. I should be able to keep any resistance they have there, at least on the network, busy and stop them from transmitting out.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with Shepard, too.
All right. What about the rest of you?
I guess the rest of us will go to the engines.
Do either of you two have any sort of gun?
I have a shredder.
I have an SMG.
All right. It sounds like I'm more needed at the engines, then.
Also, I have Steven.
Hmm?
Oh, you don't want to come, Steven?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't like violence.
Oh.
Besides, I don't have the maneuver jet, so I would take one step out on that asteroid and then just float away.
Oh, that's true. You stay here, Steven. Reminder, you guys can't hear me. Steven talks to me in my head. I talk to Steven out loud. So it's a one-sided conversation to you guys.
Does any part of him, like, light up when he's speaking?
No.
He has, like, a little head that turns to Elizabeth. Yeah.
I think we're probably used to it by now.
Mary, yeah. Come with us and I shall protect you.
Oh, all right, then. Thank you.
I think she likes you.
Yes, well, us two and Santiago is coming with us, or?
OTP.
Yeah, I think it's just those two going to the communications, or I think the rest of us are going to the engines.
Oh.
Yeah, I got myself. Unless we're split in half and half.
All right.
Out of character, you guys can, like, sitting ducks on your own?
No,
you guys are good, right?
We're pretty good.
We're okay. Okay.
I will say, out of character, there's more guys to kill at the engines.
Yeah, but I thought if there were some hackers and there were no guards, you know, there were like three guards. As long as they've got some sort of gun.
Yeah, alright.
Alright, while you guys do that, Dalton says, Amir and I will head towards the main base and see if we can scout it out. Get some intel before we go rushing in.
Alright. So, the issue that I'm seeing here is that if the asteroid is
strong enough to block their signals if it's dense enough. How are we supposed to communicate?
Well, there is that.
Well, TACnet, that won't work.
TACnet will work over short distances, but the problem here, I'll draw a quick.
Oh, the Asteroid's really big.
No, it's not really big, but it's dense. It's still full of metal and stuff. So,
full of titanium alloy.
So, like, if this is the asteroid, that's the main base.
Yeah.
Those are the engines. That's the antenna. Mm-hmm. The radio signals can't travel through the rock.
Just think of Independence Day as he was explaining why they were using our own satellites against us.
Exactly.
Good point. And they don't have have any relays set up.
So not it's yet. Like in Super Mario Galaxy, we're gonna be on this part, and they're gonna be on
right.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, the asteroid itself is, like, was roped into place, like, fresh, 2 weeks ago. It's fresh. It's supposed to be the tether for a new asteroid.
Okay.
It's a new space elevator. The plan, Dalton explains, the way it's supposed to work is the asteroid gets maneuvered into place with the big engines that are on it, and then they release a bunch of bots and nanoswarms, and the nanoswarms start deconstructing, and the bots start drilling tunnels. So the plan is they strap these big engines onto it, then the nanoswarms deconstruct that and use the raw materials to build other stuff on the asteroid. And as they tunnel through the asteroid, they use the materials to build stuff on the asteroid. So it would become the hub for the new space elevator. They started drilling some tunnels. So there's like you said, there's like two airlocks in, but they just started work. So like they haven't even deconstructed the engines yet. So there's still engines full of rocket fuel, which could explode or be used to pilot the asteroid into the surface of the planet.
Yeah, putting us in a situation where things explode, that's real, really great.
These characters so far have a pretty good track record with not blowing shit up for no reason.
Give it time.
Yes, although I am giving you another chance to destroy Mars, so.
Damn it, we'll get it right this time.
Though the other characters, I think by the second or third game, our go-to was let's just space the hab.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I still think we should have done it.
are there any? So there are active nanoswarms on site.
There are nanoswarms. None of them are active yet.
Okay.
Well, why don't they just be active so they could disable the engines on, like...
Well, because it would take weeks to...
Yeah, okay.
It's not designed to be done quickly. It's designed to be done efficiently.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you and Amir act as our relay? That way we could coordinate better?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, that way at least we'll be able to talk to each other.
Right. Yeah, that'll work. So you'll... So you guys split up into teams. Dalton and Amir will stay in the middle and act as a relay, so your communications will stay open. It might be a little spotty, but you'll be able to talk to each other. And at least coordinate when you're done.
As in Mancy.
Although I could see why that might be confusing.
Mancy.
All right.
Was that Family Guy?
No, Archer.
Archer. Oh, right.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah?
Could you pass me those chips that are over there?
No!
Any last questions before Amir brings us in?
No, I think we've got it.
All right. Oh,
take
Amir,
care, Steven.
Don't fuck it up. Amir flips Dalton off and pilots the ship in.
Don't fuck it up. Why would I? Oh, shit. Oh, by the way, Amir, you have lovely shot gloves.
Thank you.
It'd be a shame if something... happened to him.
Do you
something
say that?
Acidity.
Don't trigger him.
They're acid proof. The Shock Tui shock accessories are specifically designed to be acid proof.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
Shock Tui.
Sec Tui, sorry.
Sec Tui shock accessories?
Yes. Although it could just be Shock Tui.
Amir's not that clever.
Yeah.
Oh, Amir made them?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That's one of the things Amir was doing in the 100 Years of Ten Games. He started an artisanal shock glove company.
All right, yeah.
Guaranteed.
So far, we've run into Amir and Dalton.
Yes.
I noticed.
Oh, and Steel.
And Rocky Steel.
And my character.
Yep. You keep running into Eric's character everywhere you go. It's uncanny.
It's nice that we're seeing these other characters. Unlike when we run into the other old Damien, which isn't going to be fun.
Or Gavin, probably.
Oh, man. Gavin's going to be fun. So is Damien. I'm looking forward to those ones.
I don't have anything that would keep me tethered to the surface of an asteroid.
Yeah.
Oh, bye.
Does anyone?
Does my baboon count?
No. Wait, what?
Anything that'll stop you from floating away on the surface of an asteroid?
I don't know what would stop me from floating away on the surface of an asteroid. Wings.
No.
How about basic biomods?
Nope.
Eidetic memory.
Yes.
All right. I remember being on this asteroid.
No.
Oh, right.
GG, everyone.
Utility tool?
I can hover for some reason.
There's no air.
Oh, wait. I have traction pads.
I have grip pads.
So I'll put them on the outside of my suit and just walk them.
I will say
knees.
That on the ship there are grip pads for your boots.
Good.
So you could stick to the surface of the asteroid.
What about us, like, breathing and stuff?
You have a back suit? Is your armor vacuum sealed?
I didn't say it was, but...
Well, then, you could take off your armor and put on a vac suit.
I didn't say it wasn't vac sealed, though.
Well, you have to buy vac sealing.
I guess I'm wearing all the stuff from the ship, then. Unless I want to... not breathe, and I don't need to breathe.
Float away.
Yeah, float away and suffocate. Yeah. If I want to float away and suffocate, I can use the stuff I've got.
I guess I'll get some cactus.
I don't need to breathe. That also means Petunia's staying in the ship.
We're going into a nest of terrorists. Maybe I'd rather float away than suffocate.
We just land on the asteroid. All right, everyone, go up to Petunia's. We all just stand on the ship and float away.
Guys, I know the best way to handle this situation. Kicks off.
Just keep going.
End of this will at least be fast.
They're driving us out with a wave of corpses.
Does the endocrine control let me control my breathing?
Lets you control your endocrine system.
Ew, they're throwing bodies at us. I don't want to be a terrorist.
You might be able to hold your breath for a little bit longer, but not for hours.
Yeah, it's your respiratory system.
You would also die of exposure in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Your tongue would, like, melt. Like...
Actually, can...
Also, if you can't even hold your breath in space because your lungs would explode.
Yeah, it would explode. You'd blow it all out.
I think Petunia actually can walk around outside.
Yeah, I bought.
You're
the,
like
I
your tongue
back,
would boil
back,
in your mouth.
Helmet for the. So,
no, that's not vac seal. That's a helmet.
Yeah.
I have light body armor.
Can I see the thing that it says about police baboons?
It has kinetic defense of 10. Is space less than kinetic damage of 10?
No.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Humans need to breathe.
Yeah.
I forget about that sometimes.
I would forget, too, if I wasn't in a meat body.
Enhanced respiration. I think that means she's allowed out in a vacuum.
How is being
just
in a meat body?
Whether or not she'd float off into space.
Well, enhanced respiration might let her hold her breath, like, if there was a gas canister. But if she's not sealed, the cold is still going to kill her.
Strapper, how is a meat body? It feels like it has a lot of restrictions.
Sure
that's
something about
temperature tolerance is.
It's
pretty sure there was something about
weird.
Them being out,
getting used to
being able to go out. But I don't know.
It took a long time.
I didn't write it down specifically. I want to read the thing.
Is it in
the core book?
I've never been outside of a meat body.
SW-168.
That's Sudward. I don't have that one with me.
Oh, hang on. I've got it. Give me this.
Take that, Ed.
Yeah.
you should definitely try being a totally digital entity at some point.
Oh, I'm not sure I would mesh well with that myself. I'm quite accustomed to this type of body.
You only live once. You have to experience life.
Doesn't the back suit provide some armor too?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm not sure my stardom would carry over. They like, you know, this appearance is working well for me right now.
You can always change your appearance to whatever we want in the new digital.
I
like this appearance.
Is You make exactly weird. What you
I thought
look
you
like
could vacuum seal your armor.
Except on the mesh.
I remember having a vacuum sealed armor in the last game.
My character had something like about not like being resleeved.
I would say for the price of a vac suit, you could vacuum seal your armor.
Morphine disorder. Right, Alex, that's what morphine disorder meant. It's like, not bad for it to be resleeved into some other type of body.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Chris, they're adapted to breathe the Martian atmosphere.
Okay.
That's what the self morph is just.
See, I read they were adapted to do something like that.
I like how to cut, like, it customizes my body to whatever I want.
How many credits do you have, Ed?
That is impressive, but...
I have four red points and 500...
When you look like myself, credit. You don't really need to change much, I would say. Not that...
How much is a back suit?
You talk like a big robot.
moderate. So 500 credits and you can... have your armor back in sealed.
So I'll just do that.
Can I take you up on that too?
Sure.
Alright. That becomes a zero. I guess I should
just Alright.
Alex planned space battle and forgot that only half of us have spacesuits.
Not my fault.
Yeah. I'm a robot.
Half of you decided to play a sci-fi space RPG and not have spacesuits.
I have wings.
I don't know. I hope we get onto the spaceship.
Can I get on that offer too?
Do you have armor?
Yes.
Is it armored clothing or body armor?
It is. I will tell you in a second.
One.
Armored clothing.
Hyper elite morphin.
Then you're better off just getting a back suit.
Okay.
So that'll give you 7/7 armor.
All right.
And stack with your clothing.
Okay. And my patches.
You have you have habit of patches on your clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it all stacks. So that gives you a back suit of 7/7.
Oh, wait. I think that I should probably be doing what James is doing. Because mine also just says armored clothing and ablative patches. That's second skin, but that's skin.
Second skin is your skin.
Yeah.
There's no really no limit to how many things I can connect to myself. I could be a giant
back suit on top of
robot.
That.
Yeah, standard back suit of 7/7.
I have bio armor.
Yes, but
back suit.
You know, it's. I feel most comfortable in a body that's set to one form, to one way of looking. Personally, I mean, I just don't. No offense, but I just don't feel comfortable in that kind of the idea of being one of those morphs.
I've always thought it would be interesting to be a habitat.
Oh, yeah.
Entire habitat.
Yes, have thousands of people.
Like Meathead, have you been there?
I have.
Like what?
That doesn't shock me in the slightest.
I don't know what Meathead is.
It's a giant
human.
It's
very strange.
Meathead is a giant cylinder of meat that someone... to sleeve themselves into.
Yeah, the full title of it is turn yourself into a giant hunk of space meat for art.
That does sound very strange.
Yeah, it's a performance art piece that
it was rather friendly.
Squat in.
It was what?
Friendly.
It was?
Yes.
You've spoken with Meathead?
Well, not in words, but he communicated with us.
Is it he? Oh.
I believe so.
It's me.
Right? Meathead was a dude, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, and
I think
he didn't really speak to us.
You guys didn't get to that part of the game, but Meathead was hermaphroditic and was going to give birth eventually to little
Oh my.
Oh, God. Kind of happy we didn't
I
get
remember
to that.
I remember Meathead spoke to us. He didn't speak to us, but he communicated with us.
Alright, so you guys land. And and the hatch opens, and the air hisses out, and everything goes quiet.
And we all float away.
What?
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 I can't hear you!
What?
I guess Petunia can guard the ship.
And Steven.
Yeah. And Will's character.
They both look forlornly out of the porthole.
And my smart cat.
I don't
my smart
so.
Cat.
I gather that Steve is
a smart cat.
Yeah.
You have a cat.
Yes.
A smart cat.
And a
Gertrude. I think I gave it a different name before, but now it's Gertrude.
You named it after my character in Ed's game.
Sure.
Yes, you did.
Akos, I have a creepy bot.
Mm-hmm. Your creepy can come with you.
Okay, will that stick to the surface of the asteroid?
You can, like, grab your leg.
1994 over there?
I know.
What?
You heard that, right?
I heard that.
I heard it, too.
Heard what? The music I'm playing?
Yeah. Was that what it is?
Sounds like a train.
Oh my god. I thought it was a modem. From, like, you know, 95? Circa 95?
You've got mail.
All right, so
one of my students asked me if I was alive to see cars being invented.
I hope you said yes.
I was like, "How old do you think I am?" She was like, "Well, I know you're not that old, but like cars haven't been around for that long." Right? I'm like, oh my god.
All right, so Ryan, roll a die, and Eric, roll a die. Let's see who goes first.
You should have just given it all.
What kind of die?
Ridiculous idea.
It's a
D10. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I rolled it in 2004.
I had my D100 out. Six.
Before that,
all right.
To get around out of
hyper. So, what should we call it? Engine team goes first. So how do you guys want to approach the engines?
Don't ask me.
Carefully.
If it's up to me, I'm just going to walk up.
Oh, I'm asking all of you. You guys can decide.
I think we should walk. Go and see if we can find. Get to the engine area. See if we can find. Do like a little preview. You know, look, see, check things out.
Very well.
Scout the area. That's the word.
20.
Can I roll?
I think we should do it quietly and quickly and secretly.
Well, yes, we. Don't want to get spotted.
Can I...
Although I'm sure we can take care of anything.
Can I make a security system profession check to, like...
Security systems? Not really. That's, like, alarm systems.
Well, like, to check out the area to see if, like, there's any automated...
You'd have to get closer first. You have to be able to see it.
Okay. I'll just do a perception test.
Oh, you have to get closer first.
Right.
How are you getting? Are you going to try to sneak there?
Yeah.
Or are you just walking up?
I was going to try. I was suggesting we go there quietly and sneakily.
I don't think I'm very good at that. But
yeah, it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out.
We can try.
We can make infiltration tests.
I'll certainly make the test. I'm just letting you know.
I mean, over TACnet.
Mine's 10.
Over TACnet, Strap and says perhaps we could send the sneaky members forward.
My infiltration's actually pretty good. 2 out of 55.
Wow.
I get a +20 modifier if I'm not moving, so I can just stand still while you guys
are. You have to move to sneak.
We can put you on a cart.
Yeah.
No, he would be moving.
Why is that cart being pushed with nothing on it?
No.
You wouldn't be moving.
As long as you are stationary.
Oh, you're right.
I got 37 out of 50.
I'll try sneaking, but it's not going to go well.
If you guys want to perform reconnaissance, you should consider sending your sneaky members forward while the non-sneaky ones stay in the back.
I like that.
You know, that is why you are the tactician of this group. That is, yes, that's your role. Yes, you're good. You're good, you. I like you.
Just don't get caught.
I shall go in front.
If you meat brains. Do, meat we're going brains. To be far enough behind that we can't really help you. Or right away.
So who's sneaking in?
Not me.
I got 2 out of 55.
I guess Ed and I.
Yeah, I'm not going to, because I'm not sneaky.
All right, and what'd you get?
37 out of 50.
Okay.
Even though 2 out of 55 isn't a good roll, it's still impressive... That,
She's 7 feet.
Wait, how tall are you?
She's like 7 foot.
Let me just strap myself to your back and you can do the sneaking and I'll just be entirely covered.
You can hold on to her back. It's weightless. Well, mostly.
So, alright, I'll shoehorn myself onto his good sneak roll.
I'm being left behind.
Chris, make a sound times 3 check.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's a 45.
Or climbing. I will take climbing as well.
Oh my god, I rolled a 46 out of 45.
Do you say anything before you...
Yeah. I'm not gonna just do it.
Okay. You will not touch me.
Then I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Because I have eel wear.
You can activate that, and it's not just always on.
No, I know, but I would have activated.
Oh, okay.
Damien understands that. He usually activates his eel wear when people touch him.
You remember her backstory?
No, I do.
Yeah. She doesn't like being touched.
All right, so the two of you move up. James, you sneak really well, and not so much.
So,
like, I'm up over by a rock, and all of a sudden,
yeah, there's like a little crater that you guys slide into, and you belly crawl your way up. But Ed, you kind of you're not really used to this microgravity yet, and you kind of propel yourself up too much and land like half out of the lip of the crater.
Rather large and cumbersome. Yeah. Probably not.
So you do get to see, though. There, so make perception checks, because you did. You do get close.
53. 54.
If you get it spot on, is that a fail or
success? No, that's a success. 54 okay. out of 75.
61 out of 61.
Okay. 61 is your perception?
Wait. Yeah, I don't ask questions.
Okay. All right, so you got...
Can I see what they're seeing from further away?
You can see what they're seeing through TACNET, so you can roll perception at minus 20.
You guys can
all right.
Because you're not looking through your own eyes.
But visual, if you have enhanced vision...
It's not using your enhanced vision. He's looking at a video monitor, basically.
Right. Well, if they have enhanced vision, do I get there?
No. So let's just roll minus 20, perception minus 20.
33, and my perception is... It's definitely a critical success.
89 out of 30.
It would be in alphabetical order. Perception, 57. 33 out of 57.
Okay. Is that with the minus 20?
Because
then it would be 37.
No, but
still
I still do 60.
Okay, so the three of you, well, you all see there's five guys, or five, you can't tell if they're guys.
I'm
five
the burger place? A bacon cheeseburger.
It is bacon double cheeseburger day.
You're gonna be waiting a while. You're on an asteroid.
it's just 2 hours later. You just see a burger floating past.
Why?
Blasphemous.
Oh, I like blasphemy. So I guess so.
So you see five people in vac suits with guns.
You.
So, oh my god.
Sorry.
You see five people with guns standing in front of the base of one of the engines.
Blasphemous.
All right. You see six guys standing in front of the engine.
We're rapidly approaching the point where Alex goes, rocks fall, everyone down.
The puns gave us an extra guy.
Yes.
Hey,
the puns gave you an extra enemy.
It was worth it. The AGI, we're living.
So, there are six guys with guns in vac suits standing in front of the base of one of the engines, and these things rise up about 50 feet, and there's three of them spaced out.
Oh, the engines.
Yes. Okay. And Chris, with your critical success, you notice that there is a person crouched at the top of one of the engines.
Okay, I'll ping him or whatever.
Okay.
That's where.
At the top of one of the engines. But they see you, so everyone roll. They see Ed, so everyone roll initiative.
That's 3d10s plus 10, right?
No.
It's 1d10 plus your initiative modifier.
It's 1d10 plus your initiative modifier.
5d10 plus
my
initiative. I always roll this d10.
I was about to roll the d100.
14.
My initiative was 83.
All right. 68. Nice. 68.
Jesus. 12.
The usual amount.
Anyone 20 or higher?
68.
20 or higher.
All right. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15.
I'm next.
Wow. All right.
Hang on. I'm just trying to... Oh, there it is. 9, 7, 16. I'm at 16.
James is bad.
Not bad. It's just like, I couldn't remember where my initiative...
I just couldn't remember how to add.
No. I don't know where my initiative stat was because
I forgot. 14.
These sheets are different.
Yo.
Oh, 14 is me.
All right, Chris and Ed. And what are you at, Eric?
12.
All right. Yeah, so Sniper goes first.
Sniper, no.
And he sees you, Ed.
Man.
So, Ed, make Frey at half.
Actually, if it was Will, he would everyone go through, and then like, oh, I'm like at 15.
21 out of...
It's okay, he misses.
I passed anyway. 21 out of...
Standing in front of these engines?
23.
They're standing in front of the engines, but they're massive.
as if the engine were to fire, they would all be engulfed in flames?
No.
No, so that's the back of
the engine. Standing
boat. That's the back of the engine.
Okay.
Right, so yeah.
Also, if the engine were to fire, the asteroid would destabilize its orbit and plummet to the planet.
It wouldn't be the first time we destroyed
Mars. Not necessarily, right?
Yeah. It might not plummet right away, but it would plummet.
Plummet.
So, Bull, you look up, and then Damien pings the sniper, and you look up for a second, and then move, and the ground next to you just completely silently just explodes as the round tears into the ground next to you.
Santiago soils his armor.
Okay, well, you're up next, so what are you going to do?
I'm going to crawl away in the opposite direction, away from Bull.
Well, you, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you snuck up. Yeah. So just for fun, the ground right between the two of you. Just.
Shit. And I just start, like, crawling away. So
you're just going to run away for your turn?
No, I'm not running away. I'm going to, I'm not going to run back towards where we came, but it's more to the right, so I can kind of flank around if I need to. Because if it's concentrating on Bull, I can go.
The sniper shot Bull.
Yeah.
Then there's the other six guys.
Ball. Yeah, but at Bull. But
people. We don't know if they're guys.
Or girls.
You don't get a bunch of.
We don't know the proper pronoun of
about her system shock fans. Yeah. Okay.
But being that they're focused on Bull right now, I'm going to be
as far... All right, so make a free fall check.
I'm going to get as far away from Bull as I can without being seen still.
I was like, why is she messaging Ed? But then I remembered you here.
45 out of 55.
Oh.
45 out of 55. All right, you managed to get away from her and not float away. So that's what you're doing this turn, is just positioning yourself?
Yeah, I'm positioning myself to ambush them as they come to ambush Bull.
And I hit the nail in the head.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
But I do it in a very cowardly way.
Also, make an infiltration check to see if you do it stealthily or if they're going to notice you.
No.
Okay. So as you do it, you kind of pop your head up over the lip of the crater, so they know you're there. So, Ed, you're still larger and somewhat more intimidating, so these guys are going to start shooting at you.
Okay.
Four of them are shooting at you. Two of them are shooting at James. So you can once again make Frey at half.
Four times?
No, once.
Okay.
And two of them are going for armor piercing, Ed.
Okay. 6 out of 23.
That guy hits. That guy misses. So one of them is armor piercing. That is a hit. And that is a hit. So one armor piercing, three others. James, roll Frey at half.
Two others.
Two others, yeah.
Something.
All right. So, Ed, you take...
one damage.
Well, no, this one's armor piercing.
Two damage.
15 damage.
Jesus!
Okay.
And what's your armor?
It's, for kinetic.
Yeah.
kinetic is the second one or first one?
Second.
19.
Okay.
My kinetic is 2.
So that shot does nothing. Jesus. And those ones do nothing. So the other ones do no damage.
Okay, so the first one does 15, so I take a wound.
Okay.
How much armor does it pierce?
9.
Oh.
I rolled 5 and 2, so it would have made it like 7 and 8. We still wouldn't have gotten through the rest of his armor. But the first one's armor piercing. So yeah, you take 15 damage.
Okay.
So that's a wound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have lots of things to let you ignore wound penalties.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna...
It's not your turn yet.
Oh.
And James, you got hit by one.
Really?
Oh, no, no, you got a crit. I'm sorry, never mind. Yeah, so you're good. All right, so they go. Now it's your turn. Chris and Ed at the same time.
Cred.
It's correct. All
right, well, I'm going to kick my neurochem up and drink and take my murder.
Okay.
Kick it up a notch with some murder.
For my first turn, I will
pull a rabbit out of my
hand. I'm going to shoot the sniper.
All right, that's going to be minus. What gun are you using?
Kinetic rail rifle.
Assault rifle. It's going to be minus 20 because you're at long range to hit him.
Okay. I'm going to go for armor piercing, so that's another one. It's 10.
So that's minus 30.
Okay.
All right. Chris?
And I'm going to go full auto for damage.
For damage? Okay. Okay. Chris, what do you do?
What are my chances of hitting him with a spray weapon from way back here?
Zero.
To none.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I guess I should just get closer.
Okay, that's going to be free fall.
34 out of 50.
Free fall. Balls. Not going to do good at this.
34 out of 50 balls.
Don't okay. crit fail.
Yeah, don't crit fail.
All right. I didn't. I got a 9.
Too bad Will's not here. This would be awesome. All right, you hit him, man. Roll for damage. And Chris, you managed to bounce forward.
That is
42. So 9 out of 42.
16.
24. Yee.
Plus 3d10.
Oh, right.
Four. Then I have a thing. Scrounging.
Yes, 30.
30.
Okay.
Okay. The full auto didn't really do anything helpful.
All right. You hit him, but he's not dead.
Well, I wouldn't think so with 30 damage.
So, Eric, you're up.
Do I have a good enough view of one of them to be able to take a shot at one?
No, you stayed back.
Right.
So you have to get closer.
Uh-oh.
So that's going to be free fall.
Free falling.
Nope.
Is that a critical fail?
Nope. 79 out of 10.
All right, you...
I'm not going to free fall.
Under pressure, you just can't get purchase. So I will let you take, instead of rolling again, you could take 2 full turns to get up there. Or you could keep roll, or you could roll free fall again on your next go.
That would include this turn?
Yeah, it would be this turn and all of next turn, and then on the third turn you could act.
I think I'll do it that way because I don't trust me rolling well for the free fall next turn.
No confidence.
Okay. Back to the top. Sniper's going to shoot me again.
We'll need a confidence.
Speed 10.
Okay, this is speed 2. They get to go.
Oh, I would have critical failed.
Back at the top.
You'll need for speed 2. Confidence.
So, Sniper is a little annoyed at you, Ed.
Okay.
So he's going to shoot you again.
Did that sound like right? My boy, you'll need them all.
Armor piercing this time.
It just proved that with a critical failed.
What'd you get off, Frey?
I've been trying to work on your dad. My personal.
All right, he hits
dad,
you.
That was a, that wrecked.
Yeah. So you take.
You know, my boy. I have a lot of eight. I have.
You'll need them all.
I'm not invincible.
I know.
That's how that sounded like right.
Yeah, it's nailed it. It's like it's
I can't that math.
Well, if somebody make a pun, we wouldn't have all the
attacks. 24.
You know, playing it down a little. Oh, like, it's a my boy! It's a my boy! Eric!
So that hurts. How many wounds does that put you at?
That is a second wound.
A second wound, okay. So, James, you're up.
I'm going to... Anything I could take cover behind, like a rock or, you know, more inside the crater? Or
yeah, you could duck back down behind the lip of the crater.
Okay, so, but I'll be out of view of the sniper, or?
Make a perception check.
Computer.
All the badass violence I did as Lucas last time, Alex never came to me that hard.
41 out of 60.
Alex,
41 out of 60. Okay, so yeah, you...
takes things out on me for some reason sometimes.
It was the pun, and it was the pun.
You got hit twice.
You came out of the gate going armor-piercing.
Yeah, because these are crazy terrorists. They're not here to make friends. They're here to kill you.
You just tend to go harder on me. That's all I'm saying.
He specs more out of you.
I do. Also, last game you took like no damage because you have ridiculous armor.
I took 24 damage last game. 23 damage last game.
Through the whole battle.
Yeah.
You were the battle.
Yeah. Yeah, so you would have to really press yourself against the lip of the crater, but you could be out of sight of the sniper.
Okay, what about the two guys that are shooting at me?
I'm already three away from my durability, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. If you duck behind the lip, they won't be able to shoot you, but you won't be able to shoot them.
Even if I just, like, kind of blind fire over?
You could. You have a penalty.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to press myself down and blind fire.
Okay, that's good. Mine's 30.
Okay.
Do you have a scope on your weapon? Because usually that will...
I don't have any attachments.
I didn't think
that far ahead.
Yeah.
No, I had specs. We could have used those.
All right, yeah, so roll.
To figure out what was going on down there.
I don't think specs could fly in...
minus...
I need atmosphere.
What?
Yeah. How much did you say, minus? 30?
30.
What about...
Because you're just...
Nano swarms.
All right, I got 28.
Purchase in vacuum
either.
So if I got 28 out of 30.
All right,
you're on my nano swarm buzzer.
You hit one of them. What are you shooting with?
Kind of an automatic rifle.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, so like, you hit one of them.
If you fired them out of a gun, they would probably, you know, have
they would have momentum, but yeah, eventually just kind of
disperse. So you'd have to get really close, and then.
So 19.
Like
with an
AP of
6.
We had this conversation
before.
I don't know.
With an AP of 6.
I remember that.
Okay.
Shouldn't the propellant not explode because there's no oxygen? Well, you can fire bullets in outer space.
How does it fire?
What was the AP? James?
Hmm?
What was your AP? There's enough 6. Oxygen 6. With the gunpowder.
Okay. 19. Right. Okay. okay. Yeah, he did not like that.
I wouldn't imagine. So being shot at kind of sucks.
Yeah,
kind of know from personal experience. Not me personally, but Santiago.
Okay, so they're gonna change their focus since they see James actually shooting them. So, oh, and Chris is closer now too.
Did they notice me yet? I haven't been hiding, but they are also.
You didn't try to sneak.
I didn't, but they're also shooting at those two.
Who are in the direction you're coming from.
Yes.
They see you.
Okay.
So you each get 2, so you can make Frey at half.
All
the three of you, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right, so James...
Could I use my...
Shot? 17 at it.
No. It's,
Is Ed being shot? You said all three of them.
Yeah. Oh, two of them are shooting at each of you. Could, if you want to make your full action...
My speed 2 action, just dodging? Just
right, yeah, if you want to do that. America. You could do the same if you wanted. If you want to make your speed 2 action, just dodging.
Yeah, sure.
So that doubles your Frey, so you'd roll your Frey at full. For gunshots. Okay, well, wait, 1 second. So James, first one misses, second one misses.
Yay!
Chris is figuring that out. So Ed, you got 42.
35 and 35.
That is a miss. And you succeeded, but you did better, so that's a miss. 6.
No, I'm going to do my full Frey.
Full Frey, all right.
Oh, god damn it, I didn't have to. 18. 18 out of 72.
That's a 2, so you dodge. That is a hit, though. 53. So, what's your armor, Chris?
The front number?
Second number.
Energy?
No, kinetic is second.
Second?
Well, what's your kinetic armor?
Okay. You know what? It doesn't matter, because they're both 7.
Okay.
And then, wait, I get to add my armor clothes in the second skin, right?
Yes.
So that's 14.
14, okay. So you take 12 damage.
Oh, great. What the hell is that?
I don't know if it's on the... No, it might be on the second
one. No, here it is. How much damage did I just get?
12.
Yeah, that's a wound.
Just one?
Yes.
Okay. That's
and
them?
I get to ignore that.
Yes. And Eric, do you have speed 2?
Oh, yeah, I forgot it's speed two. So when it's taking me both actions of last turn to get to the...
No, this is still the first turn.
What?
That was speed one. This is speed two. Then we go to speed three. And once we're done with speed three...
Eric's saying
Look here, Eric. What does it say next to speed on your guy?
No, that's not a turn. That's...
I thought we were in the second turn, because I thought then we went to the top of the line again with the sniper, gained the other...
Yeah, he had speed two.
Oh, okay. See?
They all have speed two. I was confusing on my part. I'm sorry.
We were all confused.
Yes. This is speed two. This is still the first round.
So then does it take both of my speed of this first turn to get to the front?
Yes.
So I act next turn.
Yes, you can act next turn. All right, so now anyone to speed three, Ed, anyone else?
I am so going to shoot Snipe and Sniperson.
Okay, so roll it. Same as last time?
Yep.
So minus 30 still, because he's... Well, if you're going armor piercing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
That's 22.
Nice. And he critically failed his dive, so yeah, you...
All right.
He's gone.
I technically have speed four. Which can... I know you can only use it for mental actions, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Let me double-check that.
Aiming count?
What? Yes, you can aim.
You can aim as a mental action.
Let me double-check, because I was looking it up, and you might actually be able to act. Space speed.
Pop quiz, hotshot. There's a bomb on a bus. Where's Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, I got it.
I like the boat.
The Will of a Madman! I like that!
Oh, no, speed. You can take a regular action, speed 4, too.
All right.
So
shoot another one.
I'm going to shoot another one.
Okay. You just shot two full autos. How many bullets did you... You probably have to reload soon.
I think it has 30.
You said a kinetic rail rifle?
Yeah.
50. Oh, no, automatic rifle. Wait, no, I'm sorry. That's 30, yeah. So you get one more full auto and then you have to reload.
I'm going to start making my way towards them so that I can chop over them next turn.
Tall on the whole
Okay. These guys aren't at a range penalty.
Oh, my
God. So there's no minus 20.
Right. I'm still going to be...
Oh, you want to sword them?
Well, not this turn, but like...
Right. Oh, okay. God. I'm going to walk towards them. You can only shoot one of them. Are you going full auto again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really hope they make the most of it. He wins. That'd be great.
33.
Oh. He actually passed his fray, but not good enough, so...
I hope.
Roll for damage.
Finn Balor wins.
I hope R-Truth just tries again to match. You mean I'm not in this match?
I hope Alexa Bliss
is up.
God damn it, Ed.
Were you going for the one that James shot or a different one? You're going for the one that James shot or a different one?
Different one.
Okay.
I just always want her to show up.
Not bad.
Anywhere. It's like right now, it would be great if she could show up.
Yeah. Like if like Alex just turned to do Alexa Bliss, I mean his name's already almost 30, there.
That's not Alexa Bliss.
It's Randy Orton.
3 plus 8 is 41.
Yeah, he's dead.
7,540.
Well, I say he. You don't know if it was male or female, and there's no way to tell anymore. But they're dead.
I don't
much since getting up and moving.
All right, now we're back to the top of the turn. Sniper's dead. So James, you're up.
I'm gonna blind fire again.
Okay. Minus 20, or what, 30 again.
Oh, actually,
so excited for him too. He's amazing.
Yeah. I'm going to pop up and actually
okay.
see where
so
I'm
that's,
shooting
that's
at.
No penalty.
He's like 35 something.
Yeah. It's kind of old going to WWE.
He's still good.
Who's 35?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
27 out of 60.
You hit them. Roll for damage. Same one as last time?
Yeah.
And what was the AP?
6.
So, yeah, you go.
What's the name of the guy's Alexa Bliss manager?
You go boom, boom, and just...
I just jump up and just pull.
Pop him, yeah. they're up now. So two of them are dead.
They all float away.
Well, no, they're just kind of... Their bodies are just kind of hovering there.
Two of the six are dead, and the sniper is dead.
The sniper's dead, and two of the other six are dead, yeah. But the sniper is far away. They don't really know he's dead.
It would have been five if it wasn't for Blasphemous.
Yep.
We need cover fire! Shoot at them! Why aren't you shooting at them?
Okay, so... Two of them are still going to shoot at you, Ed, because you're walking towards them and you're made of murder.
Okay.
And James, you killed one of them, so the other two are going to shoot at you.
Okay.
Damn it, my die fell under your leg, James.
I'm safe.
You just wanted to touch my leg.
No.
Ryan, I'll touch safe your leg as whenever well. I want.
Yep, that's, we're hanging out.
That's true.
Watching the fight.
Yeah.
I failed my frame.
Hanging out. Hanging out.
Touch James.
All right. James, so James will pray there.
I don't want to.
How an apple's a pie.
17 out of 20.
All right, they both miss you, James.
Yay!
That's
okay.
And that's a hit, barely. And that's a miss.
I want to watch that again. It's a great movie.
So, your armor's 19.
Bird Denim.
Yeah.
I was watching scenes of it. With the hangers.
Yeah.
It's great.
So,
that's
8 more damage.
8 more?
Yeah, because they have minus 9 AP.
And the girl is the robot?
Right, I have 10 more Dur. So, okay, so
oh, yeah, you have to murder it.
I still didn't hit my Dur.
Okay. Yeah, because I rolled 18 damage, they have minus 9 AP, so that's 8.
I'm walking with 70 damage.
Jesus. You're not looking well.
I would
be dead.
But
that means when the drugs wear off, you're just gonna pass out.
Yeah. You're walking and I would be very dead.
You're walking on sunshine.
Yeah, my death rating is 53.
Mine too.
How do you figure out your durability?
It's from the
morph. It's whatever your morph is.
Yeah.
It's part of the morph stats. So, Chris and Ed, you're up.
Yay. Am I close enough to shoot things?
Yes.
I'm gonna shoot the fuck out of him.
Oh, with your shredder?
Yeah.
You're still gonna have a bit of a penalty for your shredder.
How much of a penalty?
I'd say probably minus 10.
Minus 1 penalty.
Alright, well, I'll use full auto to hit, so that'll be just plus 20 instead of plus 30.
I'm gonna try to clean this guy in
between. You know what?
The guy that just shot me.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So it's already. Minus 10 is still only a.
So you don't have any wound penalties yet, do you?
No. I can ignore 5 wounds, I think.
Oh boy.
Oh, when you're hopped up on murder and you have your medicines, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
the homing bullets are only for pistols, right? They can't put them in.
Yeah,
the
shredder. Shredders are just.
What would Elizabeth shredders look like on murder?
Either way,
she couldn't take it.
She would have to sleep in a
I only have 2 wounds.
There's no more murder algorithm.
Oh, it's that time, right? Well, no, because if you take 2 at once, you have to make a knockback check. Or no, you have to make a unconscious pass out check.
So I think that would be Alex's call if there was a crazy fucker crazy enough to program a murder narco algorithm.
You would have to like make a roll to see if you could find it. If you want to go searching the mesh,
you could probably sleep into a meat suit.
Or you can sleep.
Go meet the AGI.
So roll. Are you going? Are you just rolling straight blades? Or are you going cold shot?
Cold shot. All right, I'm gonna try to cut his head off.
Minus 10. He gets his fray.
Which. He succeeds. That is barely. 63 out of 70.
Well, he rolled a 6 on his fray, so you kebab him. Chris.
I'm going to full auto for damage.
Should I roll for damage?
Yes, roll for damage. Yeah.
The person well, you just like cut his head off.
Well, see how he does with the damage. If he rolls like 2, then no.
Because he said kebab.
19, 20, plus.
I don't know why I thought that meant
24.
Okay. Not dead, but he does have a sword inside of him. Where did you stab him? 24.
Don't you guys have a die for that?
Oh, yeah.
Kiss.
His left leg. That's fair. You cut his leg off.
Okay.
As you cut his leg off, you can't hear it. You can see he starts to scream, and he jumps to grab it, and before his back suit seals over it, he starts to twist a little in the zero gravity from the force of blood shooting out of his leg. So Chris, roll.
Here we go.
Now, with your shredder, you could hit multiple. You could hit 2 of them.
Yes, I want to hit both of them.
Okay.
All right, that's a 38 out of 59.
All right.
And I was doing for damage.
He does not fray, and he definitely does not fray.
Shredder is 2d10s plus 5, and then I get
plus
3 more for the damage, right?
Yeah.
So here we are.
Yeah, shredder's nice.
10, 20, 28, 29, 32.
Okay. It's not quite as satisfying as last time because they turn into paste, but then it just kind of stays there.
That's bad.
Yeah, for a second you're like, did I hit them? And then they just kind of start to move apart.
Yeah. Parts of them are moving in different directions.
Yes. You did kill both of them, though.
Yes.
Is there anything still alive?
Yes, there's... Well, there's one guy on Ed's sword, and there's another guy who's looking very, very frightened.
I'll shoot the frightened guy.
Of course. Roll for it.
Actually, no, I don't think Bola want me to take another kill.
Probably not.
So yeah, plus guy. What if you miss and hit Bola? I did that.
She doesn't mind.
Yeah. I got an 8 out of...
Oh, God.
Something that's higher than 8.
All right,
where is it? What is it called again?
What are you shooting? What are you shooting with?
My medium pistol.
Kinetic weapons.
Kinetic weapons. That's 65.
All right, you hit him. Roll for damage.
2d10 plus 2. And...
For fuck's sake, Eric.
Sorry, I had the D100, and I just keep forgetting that I have to roll other things.
Too. Or for the pizza's sake.
5 and a 7, so 12 plus 2 is 14.
What's the AP on the gun?
2.
2. And you got 14?
Yep.
Okay. You hit him. Alright, okay. He looks at you. James, are you speed 2?
No, he's in
the alright. They're up again.
I have speed 3.
This is the start of speed 2.
Yeah, this is the start of speed 2. The guy that you kebabbed at is going to try to get off your sword.
Okay.
Well, no, he's not on your sword. You cut his leg off.
Yeah.
He's just going to try to get away. So he's going to make...
Hop away.
He's going to make a free fall check.
Okay.
He's just going to keep going with the momentum from his blood rocket.
Yeah. He's just going to have to point his leg the right way.
Was it like Quentin Tarantino style?
He does not, so he just kind of... flails in the air in front of you.
It turns upside down.
And the other guy turns to you, Eric, and pulls the trigger. So make Frey at half.
Oh no, my volcano already!
Nope, 97 out of 40.
Alright,
I think I'm done with the D100.
What's your armor?
Kinetic 10.
Alright. So you take 13 damage.
Jesus, alright. That's a
wait. No, I lied. 10 is a 1.
No, 10 is a 0.
No, on this. Oh. On my 10 die, 10 is a 1.
Yeah.
So that's.
Armor expires.
So you got. What was your armor? I'm sorry?
10.
So you take 4 damage.
That's better. I have to remember that's 11 and not 2 tally marks.
Yes.
I mean, it's 2 tally marks. I had 7 damage. I just took 4 damage. So clearly now I'm at 2 damage.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Chris and Ed, you're up.
Well, I'm going to shoot the one that isn't on the end of Ed's sword.
All right.
Can I... So he's flailing in front of me. I would like to just place my hand on him and say, I'm going to give you the chance to end your own life.
Okay.
So I would like to make that an intimidation check.
Wait, what are you hoping he's going to do?
I want him to kill himself.
How?
He has a gun or something, right?
Yeah.
I want him to shoot himself. I want him to kill himself.
Or give him your sword. Have him for what? Here.
Okay, that's going to be intimidation at minus 50.
Well, why wouldn't you just... What do you have to gain from this?
It's a creative kill. It's interesting. I like what he's trying to do.
That's a lot. So,
well, no, because I'm basically I want to say I can either kill you painfully right now, or you can end it yourself.
Okay, that's not what you said. You said I want you to kill yourself.
Yeah, but I mean
that's a hard sell.
But I'm going to give you the chance to kill yourself. Yeah, yeah.
I kind of
you can make it.
I'm going to give you one chance.
Okay.
To end your own life.
It's still going to be like minus 40 then.
It's still a hard sell. I agree with you, but I did infer what he meant.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I thought you were just trying to be so badass that he kills himself out of fear.
Well, kind of.
So, Chris, you can roll to hit while Ed's figuring that out.
Are you going full auto?
What? How much ammo does this?
I believe the shredder has 100.
17
ammo. Yeah, the shredder is the one that slowly regenerates.
Jerry.
No, none of them slowly regenerate.
No, the
fucking pencil up.
Oh,
an hour.
He just tried like three
times. You're in zero. That won't work.
No, I know, but I'm saying that one does generate. You say yes. Ammo doesn't regenerate. That one does.
That was not an really adventure. Ammo. That's a nano swarm.
Okay,
Clint.
So how do I know how much ammo I had in it?
The shredder.
Come on, man. Yeah. Why is he not answering you?
Shredder is 100.
Because I couldn't buy ammo.
Humphrey.
Well, you didn't yet. What?
When I was creating it, I could buy ammo for my pistol, but there was no option to buy ammo for the shredder.
Oh, there should have been.
No. So I should say I have 100. Well, now I have 90 bullets.
Now
right?
You have 90, yeah.
Well, I'm just going to regular shoot him because I'm pretty sure he's mostly dead anyway already.
Cleanse.
17 out of 29.
He answered me saying, Clint.
I know.
What?
He answered me saying, Clint.
No, I missed. 85.
Okay. You got 17 then?
Yeah.
He got a crit success on his kinesics check.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself, bitch. Oh, well. Wait, no. I'll take it. You can't talk to him because you're in back suits.
Oh, yeah.
He can't hear you and you can't hear him. So, do you want to do something else?
Yes.
Okay. I just realized.
No!
Pull off his face mask.
So, what are you going to... Wait, what are you doing?
What James said.
Oh, okay.
I get what you're
unarmed.
Trying to do with your character, and I really like it.
15 out of 40.
He is going to try to bat your hands away. You rolled a 1.
You
succeed. You rip his mask off. And he reaches for it.
Him a leg sweep and let him drift off like that.
You just watch as he slowly dies.
Yeah.
You coldly stare in his eyes as the life leaves his body.
Well, no, because he winds up like spinning a little bit. And
well, she spins too, so make sure to stare coldly into his eyes.
They're ballroom dancing. And
all right, Eric, speed two.
I'll take another shot at this guy if he's still alive.
He is. He's the only one left.
Well, he's getting fucking shot. Because no one shoots at me and lives except for the people who do, which is hopefully not much. And I get an extra plus 10 because it's a zero shot. I just got a 33.
Yep.
Roll for damage. That's armor pierce. That's armor defeating. Because it's a critical success.
Critical success. 18.
18. All right. You kill him.
I figure my character probably would want to like just stop him, but then he shot me and she got mad.
Yeah, thank you.
She doesn't like being shot.
So you managed to incapacitate
now I'm angry.
And murder the 7 guards who are here. You guys know that you can.
Well, that was an adventure.
I'm going to
pass out.
Well, I'm going to get to a place where I can. Well, he's got like. Murder lasts for like an hour or two, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So he's got a little while he's still running off of the drugs.
Guys, I'm pretty sure I defecated in my armor.
So Dalton messages you. Use the controls to vent the fuel from the rockets out into space. That way they won't be able to use them or blow them up.
When that caused space pollution, I mean, we really don't want to get more.
Just do it.
Ow.
There a button, or does it say release?
He starts to walk you through it. God presses Y. Teen Tower.
Yeah.
Teen Titans.
Okay.
So how are you guys? What?
Well, they're calmly trying to figure it. All right. Well, maybe if we push this button, Tiffany Bull is like hacking one of the corpses to bits, or like. Punching a tree or
no trees on the asteroid.
Punching the ground. Punching something.
If you were punching a tree though, that would
that's
be
stalactite,
really impressive.
Right? Stalactite.
I don't think they could form on a asteroid.
And she's just like
a bunch of rock
raging
most
raging
stalactites usually
talk raging bowl.
I don't know if there's
stalagmites.
They also form for the
water those form from water dripping off the stalactites.
Alright. Elizabeth, I believe we should exercise caution in executing this maneuver.
Oh, yes, I agree with that.
All right, so make infiltration checks.
You have one group where this guy's pulling off some guy's face mask to kill him, and you have one group that's like, hey, let's be...
I think I have something that can help with that. I'm not sure, though.
Only if we stay still. So forget that.
I got an 18. Right. Out of
I'm going to spend a moxie and flip that.
Infiltrate.
Hey, Maya.
And I get 20. I passed.
Okay. 37 out of 55.
All right. The guards got a 39 on their perception check.
Son of a bitch.
Stop that. Stop eating my blood, Ed.
No, I was being Gus. I cut your throat and then sprayed it on.
Stop doing that, too.
But I took one and put a sock on first.
So the two of you bounce up and try to sneakily approach the antenna. And you see two guards there. And they both turn, and one of them points at you. And they raise guns.
Do their mouth open? Yeah, I was about to say, do their mouth open and they just start screaming?
Again, you can't hear
horrific noises.
So, initiative for you guys.
Eric's afraid of, Alex is afraid of pointing.
I
he is.
I'm afraid of what?
Jesus. That was one of our first things.
It was.
Yep. In it is 8. I'm at 18.
Nice.
I'm at 15.
What are you guys doing?
All right. They are going first, though.
No, you're not. You're going to Sushi or something.
All right.
All right. So there's only two of them. One of them is going to shoot at each of you. All right. So make Frey at half.
Things I never thought I'd hear my dad say.
Whoa, I did not Frey.
I mean, there's a lot of things on
that
list.
Oh, he did not hit you. So
yeah.
You're
okay. Oh, so it's the right
thing. Are you doing a kill count?
Okay.
What?
Yeah,
critical fail.
No,
that's
Chris.
Oh, that's
right.
A crit fail.
Bless you. That doesn't affect you. That doesn't make his a crit success.
Did you critically fail your pants?
What's your armor?
Kinetic is 3.
3?
I don't wear armor. I'm gonna
fight it. I took it down because the ticking gets on the recording and fucks it
up.
So
you take 7 damage.
Just let it tick for 15 seconds.
Wound thrush. Oh, I got a wound. I got a wound.
Okay. Did you chew with your mouth closed, Ed? Or James?
What?
Was making that sound?
What sound?
That's James.
Was
stop
it me?
That. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Shut the fuck up. Ryan, you're up.
All right. I'm going to pick the guy who's shooting at me, and I've got my shredder, so I'm going to shoot at him.
All right. Roll them bones.
Is it voiced
you know
by,
what?
Is your shredder voiced by Uncle Phil?
Yes, it is.
You
I'm
shoot
him,
strapper.
I'm gonna go.
I'll say they're close enough. You can hit both of them.
Okay, I'm gonna go full auto for damage then.
Ooh, okay.
And I just miss 58 out of 55. All
right,
so.
you send a spray of Fletchets above them.
What was the name of the actor who played Carl Winslow?
Reginald Bell Jones.
Reginald Bell Jones.
Right. Well, he's from London.
He is.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Meyer, you're up.
I will shoot him with my SMG.
All right. Roll
for some people, he's the actor who played...
I'm not... I'll shock him.
With what?
I have my smart ammo.
Oh, right. Okay.
I want to watch Family Matters again now. Is that on DVD?
You got a 47 out of 55.
Blu-ray. All right, you hit him. Roll damage.
They should. Netflix should make
a
show
damage.
Called Family Matters.
Yeah.
Family Matters more.
I think it's a half damage.
You have Zach Brown show from the 80s and just add Earth the first word.
Step by steppers. Stepper by step.
Perfecter strangers.
Yeah, half damage and shock.
Okay. Just got a picture from David. I have no idea what it means.
Do anybody watch Fuller House?
Brian and I
tried to
5 minutes, regretted it,
and
never went back.
I heard there was an episode where I think DJ was a wrestler, or was it?
I watched only. Sarah watched all of them. I only watched a couple of the episodes.
I got
awful.
7.
Yeah.
I might just
7 damage.
There's a new Pee Wee movie on Netflix.
You don't
I need
hurt
to watch
him,
that.
Yeah.
But oh wait, what's the AP on your gun?
Minus 2.
Okay. Oh no, the zap round add
tomorrow.
2
though. Oh, minus 4.
No. I mean, as in, it goes to 0.
They have to pull it.
0
today.
Alright, so you don't do damage, but you do. Well, he gets the roll. He is shocked though. So you see him go. And just start to.
I thought
to
it was like.
Float.
Wire.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, you guys get fight music too?
And then we don't get any fight music.
It's fight music!
Okay, the other guard gets speed 2. He's going to shoot you again, Ryan.
All right, do I get fray even though I don't have a physical action?
All right. What's a physical action?
No, I don't fray.
He doesn't hit.
How are you?
All right.
Do either of you have speed 2?
I have mental speed, so can I hack his mesh inserts?
You can try.
All right.
Make an infosec check.
90, yeah. 32 out of 90.
Yeah. So that's your turn to hack him.
Okay, and I have speed 3, too, because I have mental speed.
Okay.
So I'm going to...
You have mental speed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to load up some AR illusions and project them into his mesh inserts.
What AR illusions are you loading up?
Jesus. He's going to think he's getting hit by a train.
Oh!
What does AR stand for?
Augmented reality.
So it overlays onto his...
I think that would actually be programming. Or no, I don't know. Do you have to roll for it, or you just...
I thought he was thinking like it's a program. A fake guns.
The AR illusions is like a database of things that I can just pull up.
Gotcha. Okay, so make another info section.
I guess it would... Yeah.
Or...
probably interface.
Yeah, you're in, so interfacing.
That's right. Rick's favorite terrorist.
That's an 80.
That night is dark and full of...
64 out of 80.
Okay. you can't hear it, but you see him suddenly go... So he's going to try to jump out of the way.
We have to apologize for talking about the mouthwash.
He succeeds on his prey check. So you see him leap out of the way of that train. It sucks that there's another one coming for him. But
he leaped off the one track to on the other track.
Yeah, that was
the opposite direction.
He's in the middle of a four track.
So he's going to try to make a cog test to see if he can realize that you're projecting illusions onto him. And he fails, so he's still freaked out. So he's going to spend his turn dodging trains.
See if he can realize there aren't spontaneous trains.
So you, so you're up now, Ryan.
Who built these? How far away from me is he?
About a train.
About
20,
30 feet.
Say choo choo.
Can I get there this turn without making a free check?
Without making a free fall check?
Free fall, rather,
You can make a free fall check.
I think you should get right.
Wait, get where?
Sure.
Get to him.
To him?
I was hoping that I could just, like, push him.
Okay, well, you have to. He's also, like, moving around now, trying to dodge those trains.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you make a free fall check, you can get to him and then do that.
Alright. I will check that out. I will try that.
Catch a god.
Seven out of 50.
All right, you get to him. That's going to be, I guess it would be unarmed combat to
just push him into space.
Unarmed combat or SOM times 3.
Let's see, which am I better at there? Probably unarmed combat. Oh, no, SOM times 3 is slightly better. So I will do that.
What was the thing? Something you texted me once, Ed, that was like something very, very serious and terrible that you said it was poopy doop poop.
14 out of 45 to push him off into space.
Alright, let's see if he can try to get out of the way. No! Alright, so you managed to hop up to it, because you got your free fall, so you just jump forward and plow into him and just send him off. Do you turn off the AR illusions now?
He's flying into the air. Thank God I'm away from the trains.
Yeah. No space trains.
I hate space trains.
I'm gonna start playing a message in his entoptic, something along the lines of thank you for fighting with me. You have just been pushed off the asteroid. Enjoy your endless your endless free fall into
congratulations.
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 Meyer, congratulations.
You're going to fall until you die. Congratulations.
So, Strapper just pushed someone out into the endless void of space. Although he'll probably get sucked up by Mars's gravity and fall back planet side. And there's a guy that you shocked. He's just floating there.
Is he like unconscious?
Is he just shocked?
Yeah.
I guess I'll grab him and bring him with us, and we can tie him up and then
shock him again.
Okay, well,
Shop, or should I bring him with us?
Ryan, he's going to get off one last shot at you.
Okay.
I guess you just pushed him.
Then, you know what, I'm going to take it. I'm going to go over and take his weapon, so then he can't do anything with us.
No, okay. I don't pray, so he can shoot me.
He's going full auto, because why the fuck not?
Does he
And he's aiming at you, because why the fuck not?
Alright.
You kind of pissed him off.
Well, I mean, he's going to die. Let's try to run his fair play.
And he hits.
Aww.
So, what are the odds sorry, of
getting
Ryan.
Picked up by a spaceship? It's one in some phone number.
So it's three
phone number, right?
Yes, yeah.
Before, as I see the Fletchets coming toward me, because I do have mental speed. So
oh no, he has a regular pistol.
Okay, so as I kind of like see the bullet coming at me. I send off a quick message to Elizabeth,
uh-huh.
telling her that my morph is equipped with a possum cache, so if I die, my head can still be useful to her.
Oh, that is useful. Information.
Good. You take 29 damage.
Oh. Let's see.
That's armor defeating.
That message
off. Armor defeating.
Where did my shit? Is this a sheet? Yeah, because you don't have one.
All right. So that's 4 wounds I just took.
So you took in one shot as many wounds as Ed took in the whole battle.
You need 2 sometimes 3. One for knockback.
So you took twice the amount of one shot as Ed took in the whole battle.
All right, I made one, and I made the other one.
So you get knocked back, but you land on the asteroid instead of floating off into space. And your suit seals up the many... Actually... Your vac suit is not actually... Oh, no, you did... If you take 30 or more damage at once, your vac suit can't seal it.
So I just missed that.
You just missed that. But there are many, many holes. You watch as Strapper suddenly just gets perforated.
Ooh.
But the other guy, with that, he goes just floating out of... You see bullets start, like, all over, like, scattershot all over.
I have medicine. I can fix you.
Not with his vac suit on.
Oh, no.
You can take his vac suit off.
See, the good news is, that'll by the time work. This mission is over and we get back, my murder will wear off,
I know.
And I'll pass out, and then I won't be able to stop anybody from helping me.
Oh, good.
Well, that's the only way that Tiffany... That
the
Bull
sky is gets, always greener, I guess.
That's the only way that Bull ever gets medical assistance.
Does he have... So this guy, this guy, I knocked unconscious. Does he have anything... on him that I can, like, restrain him?
No. He has a pistol.
Just throw him into space.
He
might not die. Throw him away.
I'm going to do the calculations. Will I die? He will die?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Unless someone happens to come by and pick him up. Mm. The chances of that are infinitesimal.
Mm. Yeah, no thank you. I will kill him.
Does it make everything more cheerful?
Yeah.
Strapper, as you manage to stand up, you see Elizabeth just staring at the floating body of this guy. She's stunned.
Maybe a tragic scene without
that. Debating, like she's trying to figure out what to do with him.
They are terrorists. That one just shot me. I'm in a lot of meat pain right now. Should probably just...
Oh, don't you have problems with emotions, Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah, make a will time to reject, too.
I was just about to ask about
does
that.
Does my penalty of minus 30 count?
No.
Okay. That I'm good with.
Okay. That's... Meat sucks!
Thank you.
Why would anyone do this to themselves?
You should probably... You should probably... Shoot him, or, you know, kick him off.
I don't like violence, and the probability of his death is 99%.
Yeah, about that. I don't really like violence either, and if he wakes up, he'll do more of it.
I'm sure we can find something to restrain him inside this
thing. He won't be unconscious that long. Like, he'll wake up any minute now.
Can you do me a favor and push him off for me, then?
Yes.
You don't have to roll for it, Ryan. He's just
this
frozen.
This time, I have EOWare 2, which I should have used the last time.
Oh.
I'm going to activate my EOWare so that he is shocked again.
Well, I'm assuming Elizabeth at least took his gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I took his stuff.
Okay. So you shock the poor guy again and push him off.
Poor guy. Oh, the poor terrorist.
The poor.
I will mess. Can I? I want to send a message. Like, I'm so sorry.
Hell.
Please make better life decisions.
We have to take
he's not going to really get a chance to do that.
We have to take care of all these terrorists. Hashtag make Mars like great again.
Unless he has an emergency forecaster.
We need to build a wall around Mars.
And who's going to pay for it?
And get Luna to pay for it.
unless he gets unless he has an emergency forecaster,
he'll backup or something.
Yeah, but he won't be backed up as this. Like,
well, I don't. He just still says, "Please make a decision." Next
he'll be backed up without knowing that you want him to make better life decisions.
Yeah. The most important.
The guy tragically goes, "You know what? You're right."
Then when he's resleeved, back to making the same decisions I was making before.
This is like the 15th time this guy has had an epiphany.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so
it says that if you hold a lung full of air, you can survive in a total vacuum of space for about 30 seconds. But with space being really big and all, the chances of being picked up within that time are 22,079,640,347 to 1 chance. Strangely, this is also the telephone number of an Islington flat where Arthur Dent went to a fancy dress party and met a very nice young woman whom he was totally blown away with.
All right, I don't think those numbers are actually correct.
I think they are.
I think it's actually 3 minutes that you can survive. Not well, but...
Yeah, you start taking brain damage eventually because not breathing.
Right. But it doesn't matter because he's in a vac suit. And he can last for
but
hours.
But still flowing, basically. Like, you know.
Yeah, no. He can last for hours.
Yeah.
Maybe even a day or two.
That's the chance of survival, not the chance of survival immediately.
Yeah, it's pretty damn awful.
Yes.
So he's just going to be floating out there for a few days, knowing he's going to die.
Like that episode of Voyager when Tom and Bolano are just...
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Nerd! Oh, shoot, I dropped my D-100.
All right, so there's a big... it's a tower. Like, there's a big metal tower with radio dishes at top, and there is an access panel at ground level.
All right.
So which one of you is going to do the Hackens?
I can do the Hackens, but I'm really hurt.
Your penalty would apply to this.
Yeah. If Elizabeth helps me, I can do it at a 70.
Is it a dark tower, you think?
Well, what's your
Santa Claus
at?
Standing on the balcony. 65.
So if you helped him, if you helped Elizabeth, she can do it at 75.
Okay, I'll help Elizabeth then. So you do the roll, and I will just panting and cursing this awful flesh.
It's 75, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it gives you plus 10 for help.
72.
Ooh.
Yes!
All right, so that's your first InfoSec check. That's just to get past the firewall.
Firewall?
Now it's an opposed check because
we just let him pass. That's fine.
There's someone on the other side trying to stop you.
Here's the hacking sequence.
Got a 43.
All right.
I found the password, guys.
They got a 23. So you're in, but they know you're there. So it's minus 10 to all of your other tests. They are going to try to find you and kick you out. So you need to make another InfoSec check.
I still have my I Love Tally shirt.
Like, get to the root system, basically.
All right, well, all right, 49.
The root.
46. So you still succeed, but they know you're there. Basically, they're trying to kick you out.
Okay.
So until they fail or you get, like, a great success to kick them out...
I just rolled 11.
It's like that. They rolled a 93.
Hey, you don't have a pass!
So you managed to shut them out of the tower. I believe you.
Okay.
You're watching Strapper saying no, do this, and all of a sudden you see the tower go boom and power down.
I have access, and I kicked them off the mesh.
Well, no, this was sort of a closed system.
Okay,
so you shut down the radio tower.
Well, the tower's off.
All right, guys.
Which is what you came here to do.
We complete the mission! Yay!
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 There's still one more thing we need to do.
Everything is terrible.
Now what?
Save everyone.
Do you want me to take? We should take. I should take you to a safe place. Like, provide some miracle care to you.
That would be lovely.
So you guys could talk to. You can all talk. So yeah. Dalton says,
We can go back to the ship, but since we took out their tower, they know we're here. If we go back to the ship, that'll give them more time to prepare.
So let's charge into battle. Who's with me?
Let's kill them.
Strapper's pretty injured.
Yes, so's Bull.
Pain is an illusion.
It's a pretty goddamn convincing illusion.
I mean, I don't feel pain. I just know my system's a little busted.
Yeah, no, you don't feel it, but your arm isn't working as well as it should be.
Well, I have taken some damage.
Bull sticks her tongue down through the hole. It's in the bottom.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Wait, what did you
do? I already defecated in my own mouth.
He has a hole in the bottom of his mouth. I guess he took his tongue through it.
Why?
Why?
So it's up to you guys. You want to go back to the ship and get patched up or keep going forward?
I think some of us do need some patching up.
Ho! And she starts punching the wound.
Kylo Ren?
The wound.
What is she, a Sith Lord?
You feel little spurts of blood going up under your armor.
Oh my god.
Because it's sealed, but you're going boom, boom. And if you look at her, you see little...
Please, no.
Oh. What is she... Why is she doing...
Why do you do these things? You are weird.
It's getting more in touch with the dark side.
Yeah.
Alright. It's in character, by the way.
It gets me going.
I have some good news. If Shepard does die, I can just cut off his head and carry him around with me.
Yes! Good news! What is wrong with this group? My god!
So, you're going back to the ship?
I can't reach my comfort nipple. I don't have words.
I forgot about your comfort nipple.
We're seriously the last hope of humanity, huh?
Let's press on.
This is it. This is what it boils down to.
Entirely sure.
Oh. I think the painkillers dispensed by my medicines are kicking in.
Oh, that's lovely.
Then I can say I'm fully
in character, like out of character. I definitely shouldn't go on.
Right.
I'm fully with the murderous psychopath.
My heart will go on.
I don't believe that Bull can continue, but also I don't want to make you...
you don't want to tell her that she can't continue?
I mean, I won't disagree with you, but I think maybe you might consider the other options.
Are you calling me weak?
No one's calling
you
weak.
No one would dare.
Believe me, no one in this group would call you weak.
Are you calling me weak? Well, bye, guys.
He went Kirkle Bang.
Yeah.
I'm calling you weak. I just see Bull's point of view bobbing up and down. She's coming for you, Shrek. You better run before she gets to the other side of that asteroid.
Doesn't say how long murder lasts.
It's in the chart, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. I'm just saying that it would be best if we were all in peak condition.
We go. Murder. Well, it takes 20 minutes to kick in, but it lasts for an hour. So if you go now, you'll be fine. If you go back to the ship to heal, it'll wear off. By the time you get there and heal up. Yeah. But conceivably, you would heal and not be on death's doorstep.
Right.
Quite as much. I'm not, like, you wouldn't get back to full health. You would.
Yeah, no, she.
Get patched up.
There's no sort of time restraint on us anymore, right? We vented all their fuel, so they can't do anything with that.
Well, now we just have to hope that, you know.
They can't broadcast the message they want.
Right.
They'll probably kill the president, but pfft.
You still have to get in there, though.
Yeah, but.
You know what? For the sake of story, let's just say that a more. Can we just say it wears off?
And she passes out?
Yeah.
Sure.
I am fine.
Yes, you are fine.
And then,
you don't fall because there's no gravity. But Bull just goes limp.
Oh. Are you calling me weak? Because I will.
I would say then that we need to get medical attention.
Yeah, I'm not carrying her. You're carrying her.
There's no gravity.
You guys are terrified because Bull just.
I am fine.
It's not a matter of gravity. It's a matter of Bull being touched after explicitly saying no one should touch her.
I think we need to transport her anyway.
You think that she's glaring at you all angrily, but she's passed out.
So let me see if Eelware turns off when you pass out.
Hopefully.
I have to activate it.
Yeah, you have to activate it.
So. Yeah, unless he's been walking around with it on, or she's been walking around with it on the entire time.
She might have been.
Okay.
So we need to get her medical attention. We need to get Strapper medical attention. Strap, I could use it a little bit.
Strap can hack her pen and disable her.
It's not going to cure the damage. All right, so no. you guys head back.
I'll try since there's no weight. I'll try moving Bo.
That's why you just push her. Or drag her, whatever you want to do.
It wasn't a matter of being able to. It's a matter of not wanting to when she wakes up and realizes someone touched it.
Okay, so you get back to the ship.
As we're walking, just in case.
Yes?
If she asks how she got to the ship, she walked there on her own. She walked there on her own.
Right.
She walked
there. All of these I saw her walk there before she passed out, so...
That's an excellent... Yes, we all saw that.
You should delete the XP thing. Because you're all tech-meted.
Yeah, so we'll do that too.
Can someone hack into the XP of her walking?
I don't delete anything.
We just actually play the
one. Alright, so who has med sheets?
Spot of him dragging her back.
Oh, I do.
Alright. Yeah, me.
The walk cycle. Use her walk cycle.
So if you all have metal sheets, everyone roll 1d10. That's how much your meta sheets heal you just over the course of an hour.
1d10?
I don't have any meta sheets. I have to rely on Dr. Will.
8. I got 10.
Who I rolled really good at his blade. Job.
50.
9.
I don't know.
Can we lose a wound from that too, or?
If that brings. No, wounds take a lot longer.
What about a 0? Like, my nose is damaged.
You still have a wound. A wound takes 12 hours to be
so, repaired. 7 minus 50. Alright, I'm at...
Still, it takes away 1, though.
Negative
you
43 damage.
How much does Will heal me for?
That's what I'm doing.
100.
No.
20,000.
Do I wake up as soon as I drop below my dare?
We'll say for the sake of story, you wake up after Will finishes.
Okay. He puts me under.
Ew.
Yeah.
Right, I told you not to. Anesthetic.
So characters. So Will can heal you with 1d10 and remove 1 wound.
I'm just at 1 damage.
We'll go around. So Ed, Will heals you for another 10.
Okay.
And you remove a wound. Who else is getting Dr. Will's help?
I wouldn't mind the wounds going away, but I only have 1 damage now after my machines.
All right, so James is next.
I'll go on the bottom.
James, that's 9,
list,
and you can get rid of a wound.
I will
and Ryan.
If everyone can.
I want to go on the bottom of the list.
All right, fine. I'll go before Eric.
Right. And you can get rid of 1 wound. Eric, sure.
I was at bottom!
Well, you heal your last damage, you get rid of
favorite
the
favorite place to be.
Hey. Chris, you get 7 damage back and get rid of a wound.
All right, well, I'm back to full health and no wounds then, because I only hit 2.
So
do you have any damage left for her?
Back in New York.
All right, Will can't heal your wound because you're a robot.
I'm good. I'm fully... I just
oh,
yeah,
I have some repair spray. We can spray Elizabeth with our with my repair spray.
Yeah, well, she repaired the damage. It would take more time than...
It's all right. I ignore one.
Oh, it's 6 more now. There we go. Repair spray may also be used to conduct phases and streaming useful 100 for non-technical people.
Yeah, they repair 1d10 per 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, what I really need is my sanity going better.
Well, that you need time for. That takes time.
That's all right.
He can't be a doctor.
That's quite
all
right.
That.
No, I mean, you... Will does not have psychosurgery. That's one way to get rid of your
inclusivity.
Right.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
That's just mind messing around.
Yeah, it's like surgery, but for your ego. So, just for the sake of everyone's lives, Bull, you come to, your armor is fully intact, your helmet has been put back on, you are seated in the ship. You come to.
They all like drag her back out onto the asteroid, put her exactly where she was.
Do you guys want to do that?
Yes.
No,
I don't know.
I think we should just go with it. No, you walked here, don't you remember?
You were losing a lot.
And then we'll play that XP of him of her moonwalking back.
I am fine.
Yes, we agree.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely fine.
We talked about this on your walk back here.
How did I get back to the ship?
You walked back.
Why do I not remember this?
You lost a lot of blood.
And I think you were on a lot of chems.
Very well. Shall we press on?
Sure.
Yeah.
Will goes, oh, thank God she bought it.
What was that?
What?
I did not hear you.
I'm going to text Will and tell him to make a new character.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind. Let us go.
Okay. So you, once more onto the breach.
As we walk out the door, I'm going to be the last one out, and I'm going to slap him as hard as I can and then walk out.
You kill him.
Well, it's... Okay.
Ow!
I'm so glad Will's not here.
What was that for? That almost just getting yourself killed, moron.
Into an actual fight.
That would have turned into an actual fight.
Well, I'm going to shoot him.
Yep.
Also, I would have used one of his bad luck points.
Oh, God.
Fucking slap me. Shoot him. Oh, that. I thought you meant with Bull. Yeah, that would turn into a fight, too. All right, so you guys...
I teleport him to
I'm sorry, I need to be jabbing.
I didn't know the biomorph heads on swim back.
I remember that.
I'm just picturing the conversation between Elizabeth and Strapper. I didn't know that biomorphs could unscrew their heads. They can't.
Is that how am I supposed to get your head off when you die?
No.
Wait, are you a bio or?
I'm a biomorph.
He's not used to being a biomorph.
He's an AGI and a biomorph.
All of your messages about us taking your head with you is going to require us cutting it off.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's all right. I'm a qualified paramedic.
I'm actually rather good with that type of thing, I think.
It doesn't have to be a clean cut.
I
think within, if you get him to a healing vat within 12 or 24 hours, you can regrow their body from just the head.
Ooh. That's a big range. 12 or 24 hours.
I can look it up
I think it's 12 hours.
I think it is 12.
I can
if it's properly preserved. If you're just carrying the head, it won't work. But if you keep it on ice, it's okay. Or like put a nano bandage on the stump.
If you get it there before 12 hours, it won't work.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, I have a possum cache in my head, which means that if I die, my consciousness is loaded up into a Ghost Rider module where I float in a hellish black void.
And you give people the penance stick?
With no sensory input. But I can still use the internet and hack things.
I was thinking more of Ghost Rider, like that TV show where the ghost would write out.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
All right, so
not
you approach
black,
the
right?
quote-unquote
Sorry, Eric.
Compound.
You see the internet.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm.
There is one airlock on the surface. That's the only way in, because nothing else is fucking done yet.
So,
are you gonna try to sneak in? I mean, they know you're there.
Yeah, if I was a devious terrorist, I would probably have this booby trapped, so...
You can make perception checks if you want.
Right. I'm going to do any kind of check and every kind of check you can possibly do.
I also...
Just a simple...
What function. Kind of visual?
How do you want... What do you want to do?
I have T-ray and LIDAR and radar. LIDAR probably wouldn't help, but...
radar?
The X-ray, rather.
Oh, X-ray.
Oh,
yeah.
I have X-ray and T-ray and X-ray. As well.
Pick one. You can't do both.
You do one, I'll do the other.
Nope.
I'll just T-ray.
That's a door.
Normal
I'll X-ray.
Okay.
I got 11 on regular perception.
I got 27 on regular perception. I have 50. Right.
67, 67. I failed. I got a 68 out of 40.
58 out of 67 on the X-ray.
On X-ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? I was doing X-ray, you were doing T-ray.
Yeah, yeah, but I failed, so.
Right.
Can I choose a letter
door.
Ray?
Yep.
I'll T-ray.
You can J-ray.
That's my favorite Ray.
Yeah.
My shit.
I'm thinking okay. of
right. That is
to J.
Yep,
for half of you guys, yep. That is a door. That is an airlock, too. Chris, with your X-ray, you do see that there is something affixed to the inner airlock.
Is it candy?
You can't tell. Looks grenade-ish.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, door's booby-trapped.
Booby trapped. That's a funny word.
So, anyone good with explosives?
Because that would be demolitions. Explosives. No. You have to be trained in it.
I am trained in it, but I'm not terribly good at it.
I'm good at singing.
No. Dr. Will's trained in demolitions for some reason. Fitz is...
I have some demolitions.
A doctor who's trained in demolitions.
I have very few by
school. I learned simple bombs at med school.
I've had to build...
I have demolitions.
Have you ever played Trauma Center?
Are Strapper and Elizabeth the only one with demolitions?
I don't know.
Does anyone else have demolitions?
We might not need demolitions. Couldn't we just get far enough away and then hack the door open, thus setting off the explosives?
You could do that, too.
It seems like the way to go.
Sometimes I had to take care of people in an ER with my medical skills. Sometimes I had to take care of people in the ER with my explosive skills.
Sometimes, as a paramedic, you have to wire people to explode.
I don't see demolitions.
Have you ever been in an emergency medical situation before?
No.
Well, yeah. See, exactly.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
I made this guy explode.
Do you think this? So the emergency's over. He's already exploded.
No way. It's up to you.
You can try to disarm the booby trap, or you can just say fuck it and let the door explode.
Well, I'm still pretty hurt, so if I try to disarm it, I'm rolling at 10.
Well, you could help Elizabeth.
Alright, I will help Elizabeth.
What would that put you at?
45.
It's up to you. If you fail, it will explode.
Wait, if we succeed, it will explode.
Well, no. Elizabeth's trying to disarm the booby trap. If you fail, it will explode. And you don't know what it is.
What do you guys think?
Bees!
I think
we did a bee grenade.
I think they did.
Oh, no, not space bees.
That's why they booby trapped the door.
Computer.
They're waiting for us to set it off.
Computer.
Let's just set it off. Maybe they'll think they took us out.
Space computer.
Yep.
It's up to you guys.
I'm gonna agree with his plan. I think we should set it off. Then they think they got us.
What if it is a nuclear device?
We'll probably get him too then.
Yeah, you got a point.
Can I do any type of research on, like, use any research to know what type of weaponry this is?
You haven't seen it, and you.
Well, we're tech-netted, right?
You don't have mesh access. Do you have demolitions?
No.
Then
I have research.
Do you think this? Why would
I'm
going to
Google what this image kind of looks like.
Yeah, Google image search.
You can't. You don't have mesh access.
How would you disarm the bomb if it's inside the airlock?
Yeah.
Space. He's,
yeah. He's disarming. He's disarming stuff. The pressure. The thing.
He's disarming the thingy.
The trigger on the outside of the airlock. Right. That causes
Elizabeth.
The tension sensor. Gotcha.
Or whatever.
Likes feminine pronouns.
So it's up to you. You can disarm it, or you can just try to set it off.
Oh, it's up to my group.
I know. Make a decision.
I suggest you disarm the device.
I bring up a thing. Voting. Yes or no. One yes.
And two no's.
Two no's.
Yeah, two no's.
I vote disarm.
One yes.
All right.
That's two yeses.
Eric's the deciding
vote. Goodness, this is down to me then.
Esmeralda's the swing vote.
Or, I guess, unless Meyer
Great,
wants to vote.
The pressure's
and then
on.
It could be tied. We could have Will do this.
Yeah, thank God it's not down to Will.
I would think it's best not to be close to it when setting off bomb.
I'll be the only one close to it.
If you set it off, you'd all be far away.
Okay.
But it would just go off and blow up the door. Or Elizabeth can try to disarm it, and she would be the only one hurt if it goes off.
Well, see, here's Strapper's thinking. Strapper says if we destroy the outer airlock door, there might not be pressure in there. There may be biomorphs who just then all die.
That is correct.
They might be waiting to kill us.
Yes, but I mean the hostages.
The hostages might already be dead.
Oh, then I say we just disarm it. I want a hostage.
Given this, I think we might want to try disarming.
We must not harm any innocents.
All right, so that's three for disarm.
All right, here we go.
All right, so wins.
Good luck.
All right, I'm still going to get far enough.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You all get far enough away.
Yeah. You go disarm it. I'm going to be over there
is
with the rocks and...
100 is a critical... All zeros?
Yes.
Critical success.
All right.
Oh, good! Oh, my God.
I was going to...
I've already disarmed it.
Well, I guess...
Do you want
to
do that?
If you would like me to put it back...
So you guys are having this argument...
And Elizabeth goes, well, I've already disarmed it. I could put it back if you want.
No. You. Wow, she works fast.
I was really concerned. I roll and I'm like,
which one does this mean?
99 is always a critical failure.
How did you get that explosive
through the door?
Oh, do not worry about that.
God said it was all right.
God hand waved it away.
Oh, it's very complicated. If you want me to tell you,
it involves quantum states and
it's very complicated.
Like
if you want to know, you have to dig.
Shovels appear.
Take your word for it.
Okay,
excellent job.
I'll dig.
You open the air. Do you go in now?
Shall I take point?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Do.
Why not?
Okay. So Bull takes points.
Although I feel we should have, analyzed the situation more, but go ahead, gung ho.
I'll even say with your critical success and disarm it, you unlock the door.
Okay.
This is an airlock, right? So there's another door to go through now?
By the way, I obviously
that one's not trapped.
In this time have reloaded my gun.
I still like to see what's through it.
You didn't say that.
Yeah, I'm gonna T-ray. You still want to X-ray?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, let's swap. I want to T-ray this time.
All right, I will X-ray.
I'll J-ray again.
Yep,
that I made.
80.
I did not. 95.
Non-existent score.
That so is the, a door.
7 out of 30.
The T-Ray. The
doesn't seem like
fails.
There's anything
it
on the
sounds
score.
Like you just made that up, right?
30. It's actually 40 because I was just factoring in my penalty.
It's just the way you said it. It sounded like you're like
7 out of 15.
I didn't make 65. Up a number.
Schmeffing out there, Schmurdy.
Yo, this one does not seem to be booby trapped.
Schmeggles.
Schmurdy is a secret number between 30 and 40.
Schmeggles.
All right, just focus a little bit. We're almost done.
Sorry.
You said that last time.
Yeah, so I got 7 out of
4. Talking schmeggles here.
As I said twice, it does not seem to be booby trapped.
Okay, but is there anyone like waiting for us on the other side of it with guns ready? Okay.
Booby. That sounds like a fun word to say. In a flesh body. Booby.
So you can open the door if you wish.
They're fun at times.
Do you on the floor and everyone walk done?
All right, so you open the door. It is a dark hallway. If you have enhanced vision, you can see, but they haven't really installed
the blue-footed booby was an earth bird.
Yes.
Oh.
It was from what I understand.
Can we all focus on not dying?
I'm always focused on not dying. I just, not really that good.
My
at
continued
it.
Life does not matter.
Ooh. Yes, it does.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I care about you.
Please take point.
Of course it matters.
Because this is the right time to be having this discussion.
Shall we?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
We shall.
Okay, so you make your way down the hallway. Do you want to just walk, or are you trying to sneak?
Let's...
They know we're here.
Yeah, they know we're here.
That's true.
They know we're here, but they don't know that where we're... Like, they booby trapped the door, but they don't have...
We're all terrible at infiltration.
Well, there's only one hallway.
We're not bad at infiltration.
James and Heather are at it.
There's probably some guards at the end.
You can infiltrate if you want.
Is there any mesh here?
You know what? I'm gonna. How do you get your moxie back?
You do something in accordance with one of your goals. Your motivations.
Can I have no. Finally.
To your detriment. Like, it has to be to your detriment.
65 right. out of 55.
I'm gonna use moxie.
You did.
What?
You can flip it out.
That's up to my detriment.
If you didn't have Strapper push that guy off the asteroid, I would have given you one for avoiding violence.
I figured.
But you just asked someone else to do it for you. Did anyone fail?
Oh,
I'm losing the most.
I guess I will. I'm
going down. I'll get
there. Well, at the end.
Oh, I failed.
We're infiltrating. Could I get Moxie back for taking
I did
vengeance
well.
Out on those guys who shot me?
That's not vengeance. We had this discussion last time.
You did.
I got a 4 at 10.
I'm going to keep fighting for it.
Oh my god, I passed. 7. Out of 12.
So,
how much Moxie's you got, Ryan?
1.
Oh, okay.
So everyone but Ryan passed?
I got 4 out of 10. I'm going to Moxie and flip it.
All right, so everyone passes but Ryan.
I'm on my way down.
So you're all sneaking down.
I paled.
You paled? Okay, so that works on Bulls and points. Strapper, you're second then.
Okay.
You guys make your way down this long, dark corridor, and you don't notice...
My hand is on the person in front of me because I'm, like, kind of like...
Maybe I'll bring up the rear so no one's... make sure no one's sneaking up behind us.
Well, it's one hallway.
Yeah, it's just the airlock.
I'll be right in the middle. They could have been waiting outside, tricking us to come inside.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Who knows?
So you
it's a hallway. There's no behind us. The wall just follows us.
Four's only one hallway. It's one way.
What's with three?
See, that's four and five. I can't disagree with this.
Four, five, six.
All right. So your hands on...
I live in a one-way dead.
Okay. I'm a coward.
Yeah, Damien wouldn't like to be touched either. Although he would probably politely ask you to stop touching him.
Well, no, you would be touching... James is five, you're six. So James is... So.
Oh, no, I'm just not touching him then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I understand I thought my hand's on the person in front of me.
If you're taking a position, there's no way
Santiago's hand is on Esmeralda.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure why I misunderstood that, but I did.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's just on my back, I don't care.
Also, what do you think he was touching? Don't touch me.
You're leading the way, so...
No, that's fine.
Are you touching?
I mean, no naughty touching.
It's not naughty touching.
Good. Okay, so...
Are you touching Elizabeth?
Bull and Strapper, you walk through and you don't see... All of a sudden, lights... Boom! Like spotlights are illuminating on you, and you see there's like two doorways cut into the rock, leading into a larger room that looks to be about 100 feet square. And you see five people in vac suits. What?
Two doors to the same room?
Yes.
Okay.
They're doorways. They have not been fitted with doors yet.
Two halls into the same room?
Yes, basically. Two door-shaped holes. Leading into this larger hole. And there's five people standing. There's five people kneeling at their feet. And they're holding something silvery to their neck. And the terrorists, you presume, say on a broad channel, stop that, stop there, or we'll inject them with X-bombs.
What the hell is an X-bomb?
Yeah, what are X-bombs? Should we know?
You know, you have no idea. Dalton and Amir, stop.
That's why I yelled it out.
Oh, yeah, they're at the end.
What are X-bombs?
Excuse me?
I assume they're bad. X-bombs aren't usually good.
X-bombs are weaponized versions of the Exurgent virus.
Oh.
Quick and horrible mutations.
Yeah, about that.
How do they do that, I wonder?
Do we have any idea who these people are that they've got?
These are the dignitaries and the politicians, the hostages that you're trying to rescue. So they're holding these injectors to the hostages' throats.
All right, there's no need to be hasty.
Three objectives. Make sure they don't crash the asteroid into the planet. We did it. Let's cut off the feed. We did it.
Right. And rescue hostages.
Okay.
Your message will not get out.
The people will still know. The people of Mars know what the true Mars is supposed to be.
No, it's too late. We cut your feed. They'll never know.
It's the Knights of John Carter. Who? Make the people know. That's the terrorist group.
I know.
I can't believe we're being a president. Hi, my name's Elizabeth. Can you please not do that?
Shut up!
That's rude.
Darling, I'm sure there's a way we could talk out of this instead of doing something so rash.
Oh, so now you want to negotiate.
We wanted to negotiate since the beginning. Shooting at us.
We have no idea. We've been only here for 100... Like, we've been sleeping for 100 years, so we have no idea.
Elizabeth?
We attacked out of self-defense, not out of... wish to harm.
So you kill all our men?
Oh, I didn't kill them.
Two of them aren't dead. They're just floating in space for a while. I'm sure if you...
How many men did you have?
give me one reason why we shouldn't just do this now.
Because the only thing that would be accomplished is your deaths. If you wish to spread your message, leave now. But these people, these innocents, must live.
Owen goes for saying innocent.
Dalton says to you, we can't just let them go. They're fucking terrorists.
Dalton,
on your private
channel.
No, on TalkNet.
Yeah.
You just said that loud. You gonna let them go?
Oh, yeah. When
Dalton,
I was,
do you really think we're letting them go?
When I was fighting for AGI rights, I never once went to violence.
Let's discuss the pros and cons of your plan here.
Give us your ship, and when we get there, we'll give them back to you.
No.
That's
something you won't follow through on. You just won't do that.
And how are we supposed to trust you?
Well, we're
not
threatening to kill anyone if you don't listen to us. I mean, it's a little more trustworthy stance to take. We're not threatening you if you don't
It is simple logic.
Well, we are. We're threatening. You were totally threatening.
It is simple logic. If you kill the hostages, we will kill you. If you release the hostages, you can hope that we are telling the truth and we'll let you go.
I mean, it sure sounds like if you kill the hostages, they're probably going to kill all of us with that virus.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt a lot. We'll at least be quick if we kill you.
Would you rather go down as martyrs who are devoured by exurgents or martyrs who go to prison for a number of years? I know which one I would rather do.
Someone can make a persuasion roll.
Who James. Had the best argument?
James did.
Who's got the best persuasion?
I got 53.
I mean, I have...
I can help.
Persuasion is 76.
Chris's argument was...
Can I make an intimidation check?
No, you weren't intimidating them. You were persuading them.
I was threatening
them. Oh, wait, it's
them.
Actually...
them that I was going to kill them if they didn't
second.
Let the hostages.
Social tests where beauty may affect the outcome? No. Wait, I've got something else.
I've got 60.
First... Social stigma, blah, blah, blah. Where is it?
That is...
First encounter, plus 10 on all social skills.
60 out of 60.
The first time.
Yeah, I got all look right. good, and I also have you're that guy.
60 out of 60 is pretty much perfect.
I have look good and enhanced pheromones, but I'm not...
Can I...
Pheromones don't work, because we're in a backseat.
Right, yes.
I want to send them a feed...
So I'd be at like 60.
Shoving her
I also have
hand
through
a guy would be...
She should have succeeded.
But...
I would be at 83 if they recognized me.
I think you should send that anyway. Probably not. Let's see how this goes.
I want
we...
to succeed.
One of them kind of pulls the thing away. Maybe we shouldn't do it. And the leader turns and says, "Shut up! Don't lose your resolve."
Oh, very
he's,
good.
He's thinking correctly. That's very progressive thinking. That's excellent. Perhaps you should all follow his lead.
One person isn't going to die a horrible death by a terrible mutated monster.
You're just going to kill us anyway, aren't you?
No.
Well,
I could personally tell you that I'm not going to kill anyone.
I do not like violence.
He's talking to you, Chris.
I'm not planning to kill you.
Make a deception check.
I'm not planning to kill him.
You already said you were going to kill them.
That was me who said that.
No. You said, we're going to kill you anyway.
No, I said threatening. They said, dude, you're threatening us? I said, no, we're not threatening you. And I said, actually, yeah, I'm threatening you. I'm totally threatening you.
Okay.
It's not necessarily threatening with death.
We're threatening to kill them if they don't let the guys go. The only person who still wants to kill them is, well, Dalton.
You know what? Right. I'm going to kill him. I'll roll deception. It's 78. It's actually higher, so... wait, this is my first... It's actually 88, because it's my first social interaction. Where is it? First encounter. Get a plus 10 modifier on all social skills when you're interacting with another character for the first time.
Okay.
So it's 86. And I rolled a 26.
Okay.
So no, I'm not planning to kill you. That would be stupid.
So, one of the other five in the back says, so, you'll let us go.
We're just here for the hostages.
Give us the hostages and let us go.
one of the ones in the back starts to move. Like he picks up the hostage and starts to move forward.
Just take a few steps back and let them walk up and come behind us.
You see that there's a door in the far back of the room, and the one who stood up starts to step back towards the door.
No. You've got the wrong idea.
I let them go when I get to the door.
How do we know you're not just going to run through the door?
I trust them.
Trust works both ways.
Cover them. Yeah. If he ejects the X-bomb, you're going to need those bullets anyway.
Well then,
you're going to need to have a bead on.
Then you will not mind if I take out a little insurance.
To your point, to your gun at them?
Yeah.
So the guy, he moves the hostage like right in front of them as a shield. They back up to the doorway and then push the hostage and they're gone.
Well, shall we chase?
What?
No.
There's still four more in the room.
Oh, I thought you meant all of them did.
No,
you said
one.
They.
Just one guy.
I said one guy.
Yeah, but you said, and they're gone.
You said
gone.
They're gone, yeah.
Yeah,
the, that one person.
That one person is gone.
He's using the neuter pronoun.
Okay. See, one of you had the right idea. Look at us.
They are still in the room.
Wow. Look at us not chasing after and killing him.
The leader says, he was weak.
He's not dead.
He's still weak.
He's not dead.
He'll continue to be weak for a long time, I guess. How long will you continue to be strong?
I promise you, if harm comes to any of the hostages, your death will be painful.
I'm going to send over the clip of him shoving
Okay, you can make another intimidation check. I'll give you plus 10.
58 out of 60.
Okay. And I'll look as a please, if they say.
I'm gonna go just start floating in the direction of the hostage who got pushed away and just sort of like move that person to.
Well, they're still like making their way across the room.
Okay.
The leaves. Stay back! Don't come in here or I'll do it. And
I will count to three.
One more person starts making their way to the back. The exit in the back.
I'll give him more. I will count to 10, and you will release the hostages.
Two of your number have the right idea.
One.
How about this? Why don't you drop the X-bombs by your feet?
Two.
And then you can just walk backwards with the hostages. We know you won't kill them, because you don't have the X-bombs anymore.
We could kill them without...
Three.
Yeah, that's fine. You can kill them without it, but don't use that. It's bad.
Four.
I might suggest she's almost halfway through her count. You might want
five.
To...
Five.
All of them but the leader have started, the other three then, are making their way to the back. And they push the hostages through and bolt.
Six.
You're the only one left.
I know.
I can't do anything about it.
Seven.
Her. No, seriously, we can't do anything about it.
Seriously, if we wanted to.
She'll murder all of us just to get to you. And we're our friends.
Eight.
He looks at you and goes, 10, and sticks it in.
Mm-hmm. All right, I know intimidation. I'm going to shoot him.
Okay.
I'd actually like to shoot through the person with the surgeon virus now.
Well, that person's kneeling.
That's fine.
You can still shoot through somebody that's kneeling.
It's a shotgun.
That's right. You have the shredder.
I want to make sure I hit the person who's going to turn into the horrible monster.
Okay. And then you see him through the helmet. As he injects it through the helmet in his vac suit, he goes...
cyanide pill.
So, roll initiative.
Oh, right. A 40.
All right. 40.
10.
What's my initiative, Monster? What is that?
I'm not good at initiative.
10. Who are you,
What's
his name? 48. What's his name from?
I'm at
16.
Oh, no,
who's
the perfect
10? I'm at 17. Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
Anyone 10, higher 10, than 20?
10.
10. 10. 10.
No.
10. Okay. 10. 20? 19?
19.
Where are people's initiative modifiers?
No. 9
is
8.
8.
You got 19. 18?
17.
So, not 18. Other 18? 17. Any other 17? 16?
16. AGIs.
Yeah.
What do you got, Eric?
10.
Chris?
12.
All right.
I mean 48.
Thousands.
So they're going first. As their bodies begin to quiver and kind of melt.
Is they in the gender neutral specific?
No, they as in the hostage and the guy who was holding him hostage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was also doing the X-bomb thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's their turn. Is James.
I'm full autoing with my automatic rifle.
Okay. So roll to hit. They're not dodging this turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Roll. So that's... What are you shooting them with?
Automatic rifle.
The game-winning gun.
Okay. And you went full auto?
Yeah.
One.
It's the golden gun from
GoldenEye. What are you killing with? The game-winning gun. Okay. I've actually decided that this one gun I have, the nano swarm, you could put a... buzzer, you could put a cleaner swarm in there. I've realized you could use that to shoot your bed in the morning and make it.
Gives you plus 3d10 damage.
That's awesome.
Isn't it that?
So roll it.
Well, we're the healing gun.
Oh my god. Three, what was that from again?
Yes.
Right, yes, yes.
I dropped Roger a cup of one. Apple juice.
Yeah, why not? I'll try
Roger had a healing gun.
Roger.
My character Cerullo.
Character from Ed's, one of Ed's old games.
Wow.
The makeup gun from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Most women don't like being shot in the face. Oh, yeah, you were in that.
37.
What's the AP on your gun?
Well, I got 44. I got a crit.
What's the AP on your gun?
6.
Oh, right. You did get a crit. Okay. Okay.
Yes. That was
bad. You pepper it with bullets.
I just I keep holding it till it's clicking because I'm scared.
And you see the bullets sink in, and as they do, they kind of stop and then get sucked into him.
Oh.
So Ed, you're up.
I'm gonna do the same thing.
All right, roll.
Oh Christ, we might need to kill it with fire.
I have a freezer.
I'm gonna make
a great idea.
Okay. So that's minus 10. Are you going full auto?
Yeah.
To hit or for damage?
Damage. That is a 7 out of... I've passed.
Okay. What are you shooting with?
Rail rifle. Automatic.
Okay.
That conversation takes place over the TACnet. Kill it with fire! I have a freezer. Then kill it with ice!
That's a sign of ice and fire.
And I know the world enough to say that if the world were to end twice, ice would suffice. Is that how it goes?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Frostball?
Yeah.
34.
Just 4.
From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire, but if it had to perish twice, I'd say that ice is also great and would suffice.
Look at that.
Jesus Christ.
Man, he's a poet, doesn't know it.
Ryan and Meyer, you're up.
Alright,
I would like to play, I'm going to play support, and I'm going to, whoever is, all the hostages, I'm going to try to grab them and keep them, bring them to safety, away from...
Okay,
I was thinking the same thing. I'm going to rush toward the hostages and keep them back so that they don't get shot or exurgented.
Yeah. So make friends. Three fall checks
there's a door that closes at the end of the hallway that they're using as an escape hatch.
What happened?
They're using that escape hatch at the back of the room?
Yeah.
Maybe at the end there's some doorway that we can seal so they can't actually escape.
Maybe. But he said there's no mesh, so unless we could outrun them, then...
Yeah, you'd have to get close to the door to be able to do that.
Oh. Oh, right.
9?
9 out of 45.
Okay.
No
way, they could be on a closed security system. Wired.
They haven't done that yet.
I'm going to spend my last moxie and flip that. 8 out of 30.
All right, so you don't go flying into the exurgent.
There weren't even doors.
All right, yeah, you make your way to the hostage. So what are you trying to tell them to do?
Well, they're tied up. Are they tied up?
Inject them with the X bomb.
their arms are tied behind their back.
All right, you need to get rid of that other one. Doesn't work that way.
I will.
Why didn't you tell me that before I injected him?
I didn't think you were going to do it.
I have a utility tool, so can I cut like?
I do too. So yeah, I'll just start.
I'll cut that, and I'll be like, you know, come with us.
So where are you leading them to?
If I'm picturing this correctly, there's two doors. The leader and the exurgent are in front of the two doors, and the hostages were back.
Fuck.
Is that a hamburger?
I wish.
You're afraid of
it. It's bacon double cheeseburger day. Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, yeah, you know my condition.
Oh, yeah, you're OCD. No, you're schizophrenia.
I just stopped in to see my condition.
Oh, yeah. Well.
What am I really susceptible to?
I don't remember.
I have a minus 20 with resisting exurgent viruses.
Oh, well, then don't get infected.
Exactly.
There's okay. a simple solution to that.
Yeah.
So we're going to take them into the bigger chamber and let them.
So basically, this is the door where
don't
you came in.
Don't purposely inject yourself.
Guys, don't
the
worry.
The surgeon
I'll
is there,
myself,
and that's the door where they were all coming from. So the
don't
hostages.
Worry. I'm super vulnerable to this.
The hostages are like those four X's there.
Okay, I can't see that. Can you pass that down?
Yeah, sorry. So that's them. That's the hostages.
That's the hostages. That's the exurgent. That's where you guys are, and that's the
so
back
you're
door.
There,
well, you're kind of like going that way.
Okay.
So you and Ryan are like.
Well, we made it this time. We're at the hostages.
Yeah, you're at the hostages. That was your free fall check.
All right. In that case, yeah, we'll start cutting them free. Which one was the exurgent?
Again, the circle.
The circle. Okay, so we're back here.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just, you know, tell them to stay back.
Okay.
And free their yeah. arms.
Okay.
You know, so they can.
Chris, you're up.
I'm gonna freezer those two seizing monsters into place.
Okay. Roll.
I'm gonna shout at them through TACnet to go after the escaping terrorists.
Where's the thing?
You're gonna send the two of them after the four fleeing terrorists.
Well,
ooh, 11.
Whoever, I'm just gonna say it to all of them.
I think I'll go after the fleeing terrorists.
11.
Actually,
okay.
No, because they all have those pills in their mouth. They won't have to deal with five of them.
I
didn't seem too keen on using it.
Okay. You freezer them, and you see their it like covers over them as they quake. So Eric.
Oh, well, I was originally thinking of shooting at them, but I don't want to interfere with the ice.
Yeah, well, it's not actually ice.
Yeah.
It's foam.
Oh.
They're frozen.
It also might shatter them.
Which no, it's help. Not actually cold.
Yeah.
It's just foam.
It's like some, yeah.
Oh, it's
cement foam. Yeah, it's not actually
it's a little cold.
I don't know how much my guns are going to do if he was shooting them and
you would shoot the foam first.
Sunk into them.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to see if I can help out with the...
We should probably go after the ones that can run at this point. Right? I don't know. Maybe these things will finish mutating and just shatter the foam. And we should kill them now. Maybe freezing them was a complete waste.
There we go.
I froze them, though. I glued them down.
Who are you, Christopher Lloyd?
There we go.
I was frozen today!
I don't get it.
He said that in a movie once.
What movie was it?
No, it was
Kindergarten
Cop?
No, it was a Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, yeah, it was Hulk Hogan.
Was it Mr. Nanny?
No.
Was
it
Muscles?
Suburban Commando?
Yeah,
it was Suburban Commando.
Yeah, it was it.
Why would it be Mr. Nanny?
Okay. So, Eric, what are you doing? You're going
why
for hostages?
What?
Why do you say that like, oh, Mr. Nanny, why would it be that one?
Why would someone just have been frozen in Mr.
Eric,
Nanny?
You're going for the hostages?
Yes.
So roll a free fall check.
Uh-oh.
What's that uh-oh?
What does Moxie do again? Can I just make it a success?
No, you can flip it.
That you've already rolled. You can flip it.
You can
or you can
it.
Spend Moxie to re-roll.
I'll spend Moxie to re-roll. And then can I spend another Moxie to succeed?
Yes.
So I'm just going down two Moxie and succeeding.
Okay.
But if you succeed, you succeed by a margin of 10.
10.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not contested. So you hop across the room to the hostages.
Right.
All right. Speed 2. Everyone who's in front of the exurgent, so James, Chris, Ed, that's it, make a will times 3 test.
No. I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
not do it.
Well, you might not want to do it, but you still 24.
Do it.
22. Oh, my God. 75. Another fucking crit.
Well, that's a thing that needs to die.
Check.
60 out of 66, and I have a feeling I did try to pass this one.
No, you did.
I say doggies.
This isn't Call of Cthulhu.
I think this is the don't run away screaming check.
I think I'm going to do that regardless.
You
kind of run. You probably should have even read roll time. Just run away screaming.
There we go.
Hey, Mark Wahlberg
did it
first.
You read the whole thing about him and Chewie.
Yeah.
So you all passed?
Yeah.
Yes,
crit. Chris got a crit. So Chris, you take
that's
one.
Cool. I figured he didn't kill him.
James and Ed.
Magic Bean.
Take three.
Okay.
Three stress. Yes. As you watch the portions of the two guys that are still outside of the foam
kind of turn pink and melt inside, like, into the foam.
Uh-oh. Wait, say that again?
It's melted.
Guys? No. It's not that the foam's melted.
No, like, people melted into it. Right?
Yes, the people melted and disappear. Like, it turns pink and disappears into
the
foam.
People?
Yes.
Guys, we got a condition here. Something's happening. I don't like it. I don't know what's going on. Dalton, anything? What's this stuff do?
It changes every time. It just infects someone with the exurgent virus. So you three see the foam shake and cracks form across its surface. Nice. James, you're up.
Is this top of the...
No, this is speed two.
Speed two.
I don't have speed two.
All right, so then Ed's up.
Can I see... I can't see any of the other terrorists.
No, they're gone.
They ran away.
They left the room. You told them to run away, so they did.
I'm going to shoot one of the hostages.
Are you real?
Oh. Are you really? Did you ask that?
It's Bull.
Bull said she was going to save the innocent. She was one of her.
That's right.
Are you hopped up on murder right
this
now?
This one is spy.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because it does take time to kick in.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing?
I guess I will... Is there, like, any opening in the foam?
Not that you could get... I mean, there's, like, one on the side and one at the top. Not that you could, like, shoot into. Okay. Unless you, like, got close and stuck your gun in.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. So make a free fall check to get to it.
7.
Okay, yeah, you bounce up to the foam. So how are you? Are you going full auto or?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll for damage. You don't really have to. You just kind of stick your gun in and shoot.
Okay.
What are you using again?
Auto rail rifle.
I was exurged today. James, why'd you use a game-winning gun?
27.
Okay. God took away my golden gun.
Ryan and Meyer, do either of you have speed 2?
Yeah, I'm just going to aim. Actions, but...
I'll just aim.
At what?
The egg.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take aim with my flagship rifle as well, my shredder.
Okay. Chris, speed 2.
Plain footsies with me guy. Ow!
God's a bitch.
I guess... Technically, those things are still alive.
What things?
The melty.
You have no idea.
I was going to get it. I was doing shooting.
Probably just shoot it the way Ed did. I feel tempted to throw a cleaner swarm in there and see if it'll just clean it up.
Or it might just convert it into more exurgent stuff.
Yeah.
Everything already smash.
Hopefully clean up. That's boring. I'll smash.
Oh, I have bio-wave armor. Sorry. All right.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'll just pull an ad and shoot into
Make a free fall check to get up there.
Wasn't that kind of next to him already?
No. Not that close. You have to make a free fall to get up to it so you can shoot your gun into it.
41. I don't know what my free fall is. 42.
All right, so you make it.
You know what we could do? Dalton, did Amir stay back in the ship?
No, Amir is with you guys.
Okay, we should probably send Dalton and Amir back to the stealth ship to arrest those guys.
Well, they're presumably heading for their ship now.
Yeah.
So why would you send Amir and Dalton back to the stealth ship?
Well, to intercept them.
Oh, right, yeah.
Does the stealth ship have weaponry on it, or...?
No.
Okay.
Well, Dalton can also... He's a sheriff. He can get his other
people... Right, they can radio him back.
Okay. You sure you want us to go? You could have a conversation.
Well, I mean, like, you could relay the message through the ship. We still have contact, right?
Yeah, so you could talk to them.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, like, they can...
Oh, okay.
A hostage was harmed. The terrorists must not survive.
Okay, so you're right. Saying also, Dalton should radio through the ship back to Mars.
Yeah, for backup, you know, to...
Arrest.
Gotcha. Okay. He's getting on that. Eric, speed two. What are you shooting him with?
I'm shooting him with my speaker. My shredder. Shredder.
How are you? You going full auto?
Full auto for damage.
Full auto for damage. Uh-huh. Okay.
And I just get to roll that, right?
Yeah, just roll the damage.
So it's 2d10 plus 5 what plus 2 more d10.
Right
my name is Philip.
Plus 3 more d10. So these 3 and these 2.
I wrote the song just to show it.
Times like these were...
It's times like these you learn to live again.
So this is 10, 23, plus 5, 28.
Okay.
I'm getting mixed signals from you, God.
Eric, what are you doing?
There's not much I could do with my gun. I don't think one shot from a medium pistol will do a whole lot.
Well, there's a foam case around this thing, so you'd have to get over to it and shoot into one of like the two holes that are sticking out.
Wait, Eric, you have a kinetic pistol?
Yeah.
Because I think they're all machine pistols. You can go full auto with that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That gives you an extra 3d10 to hit or 3d10.
Sure,
30 to hit or 3d10 damage.
Sure, then.
Ammo.
So you're going to stick your gun in and shoot it again?
I'm going
to
moxie over with the free fall.
Okay.
Because I'm so shitty at free falling because I didn't know it was going to be a big thing. Because I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's zero moving in zero gravity.
Yeah. I didn't know that when I made the character.
It happens. So.
You knew.
So just roll for damage.
Alright, so.
What are you using?
The medium pistol.
Medium pistol, so it's 2d10 plus 2, so it's 5d10 plus 2.
Alright, where's my bag? I want to actually roll 5d10. I want to roll multiple times at the same dice.
My bird was a bad flop, couldn't fly, and also was bad in 0g.
And had 0g nausea.
Nausea.
There we go.
For a while, at least.
Yeah.
And then you bought it off.
I'm bird. I don't understand three-dimensional 7, space.
14.
How is that possible? 21,
20. 37.
Okay. All right, so speed 3. Ed, a pink tentacle swoops out and wraps around your gun. Make an unarmed check to hold on to your gun.
29 out of
50. Okay. It succeeded too, so it's holding your gun, but it doesn't yank it away from you.
Did it succeed better than me?
No, that's why it didn't yank it away from you. So you're both holding onto it.
It's just holding it in place. Perfect game.
And your gun starts to sizzle.
Okay.
Your turn. You're the only one with speed 3.
How much ammo does that expend?
10.
Okay.
I'm gonna empty my last.
Okay.
Do I have to roll the hit again?
No.
No, so just damage?
Yep.
Ooh. Which hostage became the exurgent?
Not the president.
I figured the leader would have the president.
Nope. Yeah, he would. It was the president.
Yes.
President Exurgent. So what'd you do, Ed?
44.
Okay. You see the back of the foam just explode out.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
All right, so top of the turn.
Got to shift my armor
four.
Again.
Oh, speed so. 4. Okay, what are you doing?
Is it dead?
You have no idea. You could stick your face or you could look around your back.
Yeah.
It's still holding your gun. Something's still holding your gun.
Be safe and shoot.
I'm gonna
probably just shoot again.
No, I don't have any more bullets. I don't have any more mullets.
Give us a sword.
You have another magazine
bastard.
You would have to get the gun away from it first to be able to reload.
I'll stab it then.
I have a liquid thermite.
Are you gonna let go of your gun to stab it?
For now.
Well, okay. Well, there might not be it for now.
We can get you another one.
They're expensive.
I don't care. I'll get you another one.
All right, I'll let it go then.
Okay.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you? You're just jamming your sword in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Should probably try and cut the tentacle off.
That's
what I'll do. I'll try to cut the tentacle off.
Well, it's not like sticking out. Like you had your gun pointed in there to shoot, and then you're pulling it out.
It
just like grabbed the front of your gun and was like yanking it back in. So you can't really cut the tentacle off.
Well, you can get the fleshy bits.
You hope.
Stick him with the pointy.
That you have to roll for because it's not just bullets.
Unload the ammo of your gun of your sword into it.
80 out of 80.
Okay. What's your damage bonus?
My thumb.
4.
Okay.
It's like Squall's gunblade.
Hey, look, it's my name.
All right, so roll for damage. Ooh.
Best fight.
Yeah.
Ah. There, he's calling you Meyer.
What an idiot. I know it's said. It's called Meyer. It's spelled weird.
Oh.
14.
All right. Is it Swedish or something?
I don't know. 20. I'm adopted.
20. Okay. All right. So the top of its
shadow.
So now we're back to the top of the turn.
That's why. Because I don't give a fuck.
It goes. And everyone now can make will times 3 tests.
Oh, God.
Will.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I did a great job last time. Yeah. So I'm probably okay.
6 out of 45.
66 out of 75.
12 out of 55.
Oh, 8. No, that was bad this time.
I critically failed.
It doesn't matter.
In my pants.
I'm good. 65. 35.
Damn it, Gary.
God damn you, Gary.
I passed.
No, all right, so who crit succeeded?
Oh, I just regular
succeeded. I just regularly succeeded.
I did, if you count last turn.
I
wow,
don't.
One of you is really mad at me.
If you regularly succeeded,
right?
Take 3.
Okay.
Who failed?
Someone
you
else.
Crit failed. Yeah. You regular failed, right?
I regular failed. 61.
That's 7.
You mean 6, right?
Nope.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered. I get another. I get a trauma.
And James, you get 11.
11!
TT is like at one time, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So, did anyone get a trauma from that?
Yeah.
James from
I did. I was saying what my TT was.
What is your TT?
8.
Okay.
All right,
so one each.
That's right. You're a lost. Lost have really high.
Yeah. I don't think you get a derangement from one trauma at a time. So we will stick with that for now. However,
maybe.
You, Ed, so you, Bull jams her sword in, and you feel it hit something, and you yank it back out, and the tip of the blade is sizzling, too. And out of the back that you blew out before, this pink goo slime just erupts out of it and comes charging at you. It has eyes that kind of like bubble up to the surface and then go away, and mouths that do the same thing. It is pretty horrifying.
It's a Shoggoth.
Basically, it's an exurgent Shoggoth.
A pink Shoggoth.
So you can make Frey, Ed, at full. It is attacking you.
Rick's favorite Frey.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, Bull.
Was that a crit fail or a regular fail? Alright. So it wraps one of its slimy tongues? Tentacles?
Sealware.
Okay. What's your armor again?
Frey so much is because he had a pregnant lady stabbed in
the
stomach.
What? Frey? Armor?
19.
Okay.
You hate pregnancy.
Complete lie.
So
you'll be
reduce your armor by 2.
You're gonna get pregnant at some point.
Okay. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Ew.
So your eelwear goes off. So 16, gets 17. 2.
18. 19. 20.
Take 1.
Yeah. You shock it, and it makes a sound. Oh no, it doesn't, because there's no atmosphere.
That makes a sound. We just can't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you are inside. There is air. Yes. So it makes a sound.
Oh.
It is a very unpleasant sound. That sounds like 3 people and a thing
and a
screeching at once.
A human.
It is very off-putting, but it does not let go of you. So
I love when goats kind of sound like a human.
You are up.
Yeah.
And they scream.
And you look down, you see your gun inside of it, just dissolving.
Yeah.
Is it turn two? Or turn one?
Well, this is still one. Speed one.
Oh,
that's right. Oh, no, James is up next. I'm sorry. James, you're up.
That's why I'm like, did I get skipped?
you don't get to do something.
We thought you were Gary for a second.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just had to do that memory of Gary.
The turn two, speed one.
R.I.P. Gary.
So what are you doing, Jamies?
I'm gonna... Is this like a room with stuff in it, or is it just an empty room?
It is a compliment to call it a room. It is more like a cavern.
Awesome.
Like, it is carved into the rock. They haven't made it a room yet.
All right, there goes my plan.
Use the stalactites.
There are none.
There are two.
Bull is shouting, shoot me!
Wouldn't it be better if we shot that thing?
I guess I'm going to go find some way to hide and reload.
There's no cover.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just reload.
I guess I'm going to have to do that.
It seems to be somewhat preoccupied with Bull, and Damien is right up next to it, and so is Esmeralda. So you could assume that it might go for them first.
That's okay. All right, that's comforting.
Yeah.
But I do have to reload.
Okay, you can just reload. You don't have to roll for it.
Are you sure?
I mean, you could roll if you want, but if you fail...
I don't want to.
Okay. Ed, what are you doing?
Is there anything in this room?
There's nothing in this room.
Nothing in the room.
That's what I asked, Ed.
Yeah.
That's like I literally asked that question.
Yeah.
So what's in the room?
Describe
I'm glad
the room.
You asked, Chris. It is filled to the brim with nothing.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, no, there's us and those two things in it.
And the four outages in the hospital.
That's and all that foam.
You.
Oh.
Yeah, there's nothing in here.
There's foam.
There are broken pieces of foam.
Nothing, tra-la-la.
Although the broken pieces of foam are too far for you to reach because it's the back of the thing.
Is my vac suit still intact? My vacuum sealing still intact?
For now.
I'm going to go outside.
You're being grappled by this thing.
Yeah, I'm going to try to wrestle it to the...
atmosphere.
You're going to try to drag it with you? There's no gravity.
Yeah.
All right. So make a free fall at minus 30.
Okay. No, maybe I won't do that.
Not a bad idea.
Well, you'd have quite a bit of hallway to get through.
And a door.
And it is dissolving your armor.
Okay with that.
Yeah, well, but once the armor's gone, then it's you.
And I guess it dissolves your armor and you go out into the outside.
There's that, yeah, too.
I can't do it anyway.
Also the same
my
thing.
Free fall is only 35. I mean, I could, but probably wouldn't. I guess I'll stab it.
Okay.
Stab it.
That. Combat manipulator.
I'll try to stab it in one of its eyes.
There's two of these things, or just one?
Just one big one.
Yeah, so it kind of merges.
They merge into together, one. Yes. Yeah.
It's like a thing.
Yes.
Eric's favorite thing.
If you're going for an eye, that's going to be minus 10.
The
if you're
thing.
Just going to stab it. It's
the thing from the movie, The Thing.
That is...
Can we see The Thing? It's a very good movie.
You're a good
60
movie.
Out of 70.
True amount of movie.
All right, you hit it.
I'm a person. I need an Anakin.
I call everything
I think that's...
You're right. And it's a called shot, so it's armor-piercing, right?
Sure.
If this thing has armor...
Nah,
I'm guessing it doesn't because he said sure.
you don't have to roll for damage.
No.
It's dead.
No. Ryan and Meyer, you're up.
I'm gonna scream.
Oh, so that means that we're not doing anything.
So it's shooting.
You've been hurting it.
Shouldn't I roll for damage?
Because I'll tell you later.
Okay.
So
if it's
it's got invincible eyes.
It screamed in pain during electricity. I'm sure my shock, my.
What was its reaction to me stabbing it in the eye?
It recoiled. It let out another one of those screamy things.
I'm gonna shoot. I'm gonna shoot it with my.
All right, roll the hit. Minus 10.
I aimed.
Because
my concern is it sounds like three
you
people.
Still, so you still get... Because Bull is in melee with it.
Don't worry about me.
Minus 10? You said?
Yeah.
Alright. 9.
Alright. Roll for damage.
Okay.
And Ed, you're getting shocked too. So roll your energy armor plus your current durability rating, I believe.
Yeah. Current dur.
Dur.
Permadur.
So that's. I'm having that, so that's going to be 8.
83 out of more than that.
Oh, does it have anybody have any rockets left?
Bacon double cheeseburger day is officially over.
Oh. It's actually missiles.
Your current durability score, minus all the damage you took.
Wait, what?
What's your durability at?
75.
No. What are you at now? How much damage have you taken?
52.
Lots.
So your durability is at 23.
Oh. Okay.
Plus your energy armor.
Oh, then I failed.
Yes. Okay. So you fail. So you don't take damage, but you immediately lose your neuromuscular control.
I didn't need it.
What'd you roll? 80 something?
So what was the minus 10 for that when Meyer rolled then?
To not shoot you. You're not taking... He fired zap rounds.
Ah, okay.
So they're bullets. So he was... The minus 10 was for him to not shoot you directly.
Mm-hmm. But you're
which
in
would
contact
deal damage
with the
thing.
To him.
Right.
But you're in contact with this thing. So you don't take damage, but you lose 3 turns because you are...
3 turns?
But that means 3 speed?
No.
No, 3 action turns.
Oh. So the speed, like the extra speed?
No.
Action turns, like rounds.
3 rounds?
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry.
So that's, that takes out 12 of Ed's actions.
Yeah.
Well, we're dead.
Yeah, that wasn't a good move then. Or maybe it was.
But this thing has to roll. It also fails.
Oh.
Ed, make a Moxie times 10 check. Full Moxie.
6 out of 30.
Okay. It does not collapse on top of you.
Well, that's something.
There you go.
Because otherwise it would just be slowly dissolving you while you're both lying there unconscious.
I incapacitated the monster and Bull.
Yeah, so you hear Bull and this thing scream at the same time, and it...
Oh, and Bull...
Elizabeth, this explosive charge that you have.
It was a charge.
Put it in the thing!
Oh, okay.
What explosive charge?
From the door. The
booby
door.
Trap.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Booby trap.
Oh, okay.
And then everybody get clear.
I'll grab
what are you doing with Bull?
Is it possible to grab her without being zapped?
Without being zapped, yes. It's not an ongoing.
Okay, then yeah, I'll...
I'm gonna say unarmed combat.
Uh-oh, just just took all my points out of that.
Just to grapple her and pull her out, not to do damage. Two of you could, someone could help. So.
I'll help, because I have a lower score.
Wouldn't it more be like a Psalm times 3 check to like...
Yeah, if you could do that, you could do Psalm times 3.
Alright, I'm not really good at this. I would be rolling at 25.
I would be, times 3, I'd be rolling at 30.
Psalm times 3? Yeah.
In that case, I'm at 30.
So am I.
I mean,
I'm sorry, 45. I'll try it.
Then I'll just
help. You're throwing a bomb at
it. Yeah.
So 35.
What happens if...
What do I do? Throwing?
Throw I'm helping.
What do I do?
Nope. 53 out of 35.
This thing, it's like got... It's still gripping. Even though it's shock, it's still gripping.
What about...
is right. anyone else trying?
Well, we never added my help into his.
No, we did.
So, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, if you're helping him, then... You can't get Bull out.
I was at 45. My penalty takes 20 off that.
Oh, it takes 20 off.
And then your 10 is 35. So 53 out of 35 is what I rolled. If I had any more Moxie... Oh, I could quickly do something to promote AGI rights.
not the time.
Well, that's exactly how he'd get more Moxie, because it's to his detriment.
Right.
If you...
No.
I'm gonna skin Link Bull a pamphlet about AGI rights.
You can't touch her skin.
Damn it.
Is there anyone else who could get her?
I'm useless, and also I'm extremely susceptible to that.
Somebody needs to fucking help us, otherwise Bull's gonna die.
Just go!
Yeah, I think that might be the right idea.
It's up to you,
Davey,
Elizabeth.
Help him out!
You're the one with the explosive.
Before it recovers consciousness...
Damien, come on.
What is it? Sometimes three?
Yep.
I mean,
since we're making another action, do we all get to help?
Yeah. If you want, you two can help and give Damien a plus 20.
All right. Oh, I did it. 18.
All right. The three of you managed to yank Bull out of the vice-like grip this thing had on her.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy it!
Elizabeth, yes. You're throwing it in.
Destroy it!
Did you ever bother to see what kind of grenade it was?
Oh.
Nope. Let's run like hell.
I guess not.
If you want, you can make...
Well, I don't have time. Could I? It's like...
Yeah.
I mean, presumably if she disarmed it, she would...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. She probably knew.
And she disarmed it with a critical.
Roll a D4. You want me to just give you one? Or you want?
I have it. I'll roll it.
And we'll see what it is. Three! It's a heap grenade.
Oh, yes!
What's that mean?
Thank God!
High explosive armor piercing.
Let's go! Put it in here! Let's go!
Make a demolitions check. She get it in there.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, it's not. That's only for seekers. So it's just a high explosive grenade. Okay.
They're 15 out of 35.
Okay, so roll 3d10 plus 10 damage.
And we're moving, right?
Yeah, we're getting out.
Yes.
And the hostages, too. Everybody move.
Yeah,
we told the
hostages to follow us. They probably were okay with it.
All right, here we go. 3d10, you said?
Plus 10.
Okay.
Dalton, we need evac now.
He's
there with you.
No,
he was just communicating with the ship.
Oh, I thought him and Amir went to the ship to go
28.
Get people.
28. Yep. Okay.
So what the fuck have they been doing? Just standing there watching us do all the fucking work?
God damn it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
God damn it.
We could have sent Amir back to the ship to get something with incendiary
ability.
What
are they, Will?
Yeah, also,
one of them is.
Yeah.
It's true.
Wait, we could have sent Will's old character to meet up with Will's new character to give him incendiary devices.
You have 28, Meyer?
Yes.
It's true.
28.
Okay. So you all jump out of the room and you hear a somewhat muffled explosion.
Uh-huh.
Do we hear random screaming?
You do hear that thing shrill.
Move. If it's not dead, it's very cross now.
Are you going to look back or are you just going to run?
No, we are dead.
I nuked this thing from orbit. Oh, wait, that's right. Firewall.
Hostages come with us?
What? Hostages. Yeah, you got the hostages.
No, we left them there. Stand them up.
Good luck, folks.
Stay there. So you're just running?
Yeah, we're running.
All right, so everyone make free fall checks.
Uh-oh!
I'm going to need a moxie to pass.
Again?
Yes, you can. You're at a minus 10 penalty, though, Ed, because you're still...
Woo! Oh, 7! 7 out of 10!
Woo!
I'm so bad at free falling.
I failed.
And I'm free!
And you're passed out.
No, he woke up.
Oh. No, I was twitching.
It was for three turns. That's like 12, 15 turns.
I'm gonna flip it. I'll use my mocking flipping it. So I got a 19.
19.
I got a 24 out of
50. So did anyone besides Ed fail?
Nope.
Okay, so all of you are bounding down the corridor. Bull, you're still stiff and twitchy from the shock. And you're jerking as you hear a boom and you look and the slime has slammed up against the wall and is careening down the corridor towards you. All of you, you're just in the back. So what are you all doing?
I'm going to hack at it with my sword.
So you're going to stop and attack it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what? It's coming after us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. What else is it going to do?
Die?
No, not yet.
I'm gonna, like, hold my sword out.
That didn't really do very well last time.
That's all I can do.
What's you could run away.
Monkey McGunnuts doing.
Yeah. So, did you tell Dalton to go back, Dalton Amir, to go back to the ship, or...
We went to get a relay.
I told you to call
okay.
the backup.
So in that case, Bull, you hold your sword out, and this thing's about to hit you, and then you feel someone grab your shoulders, and...
Somebody grabs my shoulders?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Okay. You hear, as they throw you, let go, and you start sailing down the corridor, and Amir, now shocked and unable to move,
just
gets slammed by this thing and enveloped by it. And it stops while it starts eating Amir. So
you killed Will,
so,
you bastard.
Ed, make a will check.
No, we don't need a will check. Will's gone.
Oh, you're all tachinated. Everyone can make stress tests.
You passed all the...
What is it, just will? Will times three?
Will times three.
Oh, no.
I critically...
Wouldn't he have died even if I didn't shock him?
No. 76.
Can we mock?
We'll never know now.
I passed.
No, really. Would you have killed him?
Oh, three. I'm good.
I don't know.
Wait. Will times three, right?
Well, if you didn't shock him in that specific moment, yes, because he got away and then
will
got
times
hit.
Three.
All right, so if you passed, you take one.
I failed.
If you failed...
It was just what if you critically succeeded?
Fuck that guy. You never liked him anyway. if you failed... let me just double check that, because that's a big number.
Yeah, double check it. It's only two, right?
No.
It's locked.
Loads.
He's not that important to us. We don't really know him. I mean, I only got one because I passed, but...
Well, they have...
It's my TT. You know, 10.
Feeling.
Okay, good.
It's not losing a loved one. It's not watching a loved one die.
No.
All right, so four.
Okay.
Four. Okay, good.
I'm at a lot.
Watching
stress.
A colleague die.
That last stress.
Yeah. I haven't taken a trauma yet.
I'm nearing my lucidity.
I have
a
trauma.
Yet.
What's wrong with trauma?
I haven't taken a trauma because I haven't taken it up at one time for it.
Right, nickel and diming are way insane.
Yeah. Well, you'll have time to rest after this. So Bull, you've kind of got this front row seat as you're drifting back and trying to grab purchase on something so you can move as this pink slime thing just hits Amir and wraps around him.
Oh.
And you see him scream, but you can't hear it.
Tell Shock Gloves I love them!
I just realized his shock gloves are acid-proof. So he just starts like melting away slowly, bit by bit, except his gloves. His gloves are perfect, which is impressive. But the rest of him just starts, you know, like bubbles in his armor.
Oh, boy,
just
Jesus.
Melting away.
That's
all right. So you guys get blast out the airlock and seal it shut behind you. And you're able to make your way back to the ship without the exurgent getting to you. Dalton goes, Jesus fucking tap dancing Christ.
Ooh, tap dancing.
Oh, I hate those fucking things. Is everyone okay?
I do too now.
No.
Yeah. Comes with the job. Alright. We just have to tell them to re-sleeve the president and...
Amir?
Amir's got his own backup insurance.
Oh.
And, yeah, we'll be okay.
He's got backup insurance. That's one,
he does that all the time.
Yeah. That's one instance in which the insurance company is losing on the deal.
Jeez, that's the fifth time this week!
Another fucking...
You know what?
We need to process a claim for... Sakatawi again?
You know what? We might as well just keep him on ice right there and just turn him on.
I'm picturing that whole thing with the, supernatural with Dean and then Loki, with... He every day he kept getting killed. He was in Groundhog's Day, essentially.
These taco sticks funny to you. I mean, it'll be like a month or two before Amir is resleeved.
Did we
but,
get the rest of the terrorists?
No.
I managed to radio to the surface. They have surface-to-air missiles trained on the asteroid. If anything other than us takes off...
If anything takes off, they're dead.
If anything other than us takes off, they'll shoot it down.
If anything takes off, they'll missiles? Shoot it down. Aren't we taking off right? Shit!
Yes, we have missiles on the surface.
Oh, how come I couldn't be sleeping one?
We don't have anyone sleeved into them. They're just missiles.
Wait, you don't sleeve yourself in the missiles?
No.
No. Why would you do that?
We also need to rain fire on that part of the asteroid where that thing is living.
Yeah, we're probably just going to have to scrap this whole asteroid and find a new one.
Send it into the sun.
That's not my decision. And remember, we vented the fuel from the rockets.
Just send another rocket up and hit it with into it. I don't care.
Don't worry, I'm marking this whole place
like
as contaminated.
It's an intergalactic game of pool.
What about the two people that... two terrorists that me and Strapper threw into space?
Fuck them.
They're probably getting hit with those surface-to-air missiles.
they're too small to take off.
I feel like the one I had Trevor throw in space for me was making a real...
You know what that'd be great? It's like, what about those guys we wrote that thud?
I felt like the guy I made Trevor throw in was making a real breakthrough.
Well, he'll have to do that another time. Oh, I forgot the fight music again. I keep forgetting
I hope his death is slow.
Well,
pretty sure it will be.
Threw him out into space. It most definitely will be. That's kind of the definition for being thrown out into vacuum in a vac suit.
Look, it's a shooting star. Nope, it's that guy re-entering Mars' atmosphere.
All right, so you guys managed to
just take his vac suit off and get it over with.
I'm really sorry for shocking you.
If he wants to,
it is all right.
I
regret shocking and inadvertently causing the death of Amir.
Dalton is now piloting the ship back down to the surface. He turns around and is like, you really don't feel that bad about it. He does that all the time.
What?
Darling, there's nothing you could have done.
He's like a bullet sponge, that guy. I don't know. It is... We're lucky we live in a time when death is just a temporary thing.
Can we say that at this point Damien looks at Bull and goes, I'm just glad you didn't turn your eel... I'm just glad that you didn't turn your eel wear on when I was trying to carry you to safety.
You mean Fitz? Or Damien? Well, you can ask Chris. He's sitting right there.
Well, Damien was the one that carried me, right?
Three of us did.
Yeah, but
three of us did, and Damien is too smart to say that.
Yeah.
Fitz isn't.
No.
I tried. It wasn't working.
What?
I don't know.
You said Fitz isn't too smart to say.
Fitz isn't smart enough to keep his mouth shut.
That's true. So, all right. So, you know what? I'm gonna roll cog times three for Fitz here.
Which one is Fitz?
Will's current character.
He's the doctor.
That's a 95.
God damn it.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't turn your eel wear on. Well, Bull didn't turn her eel wear on while they were carrying her back here.
Mm-hmm. I tried. The zap bullets were interfering with it.
Oh.
Well? I do not like being touched.
We're
terribly sorry, darling, but we had to. Well, it's all in the past now. We're all okay.
I told you we should have left her. You wanted us to leave you.
I don't want her to die.
No,
we like her. She's our friend.
What would you prefer, dying or being touched?
Dying.
What? See?
I wouldn't.
Though, in this instance, I am glad. Thank you.
Well, we are very glad, too.
I consider you friends as well.
Excellent. I'm happy to be friends. Yes, this is great. The murder machine is my friend.
It is not murder if it is justified.
Right now, the murder machine is pointed at people you don't like.
Yes.
For now. All right, so Dalton lands back on a spaceport at Elysium on the outskirts. There's no one around. Police officers and government agents swarm the ship, and the hostages, the four remaining hostages, get out. Dalton, as the head of the Martian Ranger Corps, explains the situation and what happened and tells them that they need to resleeve the president and then get him here so that they could have a scene for the cameras of everyone being saved.
The other hostages weren't hurt or anything, right?
Nothing major.
Okay.
I mean, they got beat up a little bit, and I will treat probably a little bit of trauma.
One
nothing
had
some
a
psycho
scratch on his elbow.
I will avenge him. No one gets minor dermal abrasions if Bull has anything to say about it.
One of them got a paper cut while they were getting debriefed.
Yep. So Dalton turns to you guys, says, "You all probably want to get out of here before the cameras arrive."
Cameras? It's been a long time since I've been in front of a camera.
Oh, I love the cameras.
Yeah, not these cameras if you're working on a secret mission.
Bull fingers a bullet hole in her torso. I require a healing bat, I think.
Yeah, probably do.
I need some. I think I need a healing vet, and I think I need some time with my psychiatrist.
I need to.
Yeah, well, that can all be arranged. Look, we're going to transfer them over to a government ship, so they say it'll be better for the camera ops. So there's a nice big Tharsis League logo in the background, so you guys can take your ship and hop over to another port, and you got a healing vet in there, so you can do whatever it is you're going to do. I made a call. The guy that you're looking for to get you an invitation to Elisa's party.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing this for.
Yeah. He's called the Marquis. He's, that's what he goes by now. He's throwing
a
little
sign?
Shindig. What?
He's a sign?
He's a something, all right. He's throwing a little shindig in a few days. I'm sending you all the information. Take some time, clean yourselves up, rest up.
What kind of shindig?
Fancy one. It's one of his black tie, no tie parties. So either come, sorry, Eric. So either come fancy or go naked. It's up to you.
I know which one I'm doing.
I'm a robot. I'm always naked.
Oh, I love fancy.
So you're going to want to get some nice.
Is that a real thing? Those are the options?
Yes, those are the options.
I'm in a synth
mode. I don't know if that's an actual thing today. It's an actual thing that the Marquis is doing.
I think I'm going to throw that for my party.
Black tie, no tie.
Black tie, no tie.
You either come in a nice getup or you come completely naked.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
I've seen some of the people who
David's
come to
coming to you one of your parties. Don't do that. Do not give him that option.
I've seen the people who come to your parties, James, and I
just picture Devin.
Oh god.
Are you done with that idea now?
Devin with a suit. Yeah, I'm done.
The people that you want to come naked aren't going to come naked.
No. Right, it's the others.
Anyway. So that's so you can get yourself some fancy clothes or maybe the digital rights to your smart clothes to get them.
What about AGI?
Do what you want.
Oh, I'm not AGI.
No, you are.
Yeah, but no one's supposed to know that.
What?
No. No, she's the Elizabeth.
No one's supposed to know that you are the Elizabeth program.
Oh.
People can know. You could be an AGI. Oh. That's fine. You're just not supposed to be. Elizabeth Mark, whatever you are.
Oh.
Elizabeths are illegal.
Yes. But being an AGI is fine.
Oh, okay.
It's just your particular AGI.
My name is...
AGIs are good. You, in particular, are not legal.
I'm Heather.
I mean, you said Elizabeth before, but frankly, I don't care. You guys help me out here today. I really appreciate it. If you ever need a job at the Martian Ranger Corps, just let me know. There's a badge with your name on it. You might have to go through a little sensitivity and response training, but we can work with that.
I'm going to have a conversation with HR.
Yeah.
Probably a few
About
you see this file cabinet? This file cabinet alone is just for you.
We don't even keep file cabinets anymore. This is to hold the storage drives for all your files.
So wait, am I a synthmorph? I can just go to the party?
If you want. Or you could get some fancy synthmorph getup. I mean, I've seen synthmorphs in tuxes and gowns
Ooh,
before.
That's
Except
lovely.
You.
Ooh, you going to wear a gown over a tuxedo?
Yeah.
All right, so that's where he leaves you. So you,
it's
you
a shame
easily,
you're not my size. I've got plenty of wonderful,
you
fancy
you easily, the government officials are all very gracious, and they're happy to send you over, and they're also happy to give you each 10,000 credits.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
The one over there.
Eric's favorite number.
Alrighty. Which you can use to buy fancy clothes.
Number
I'd imagine
that,
I already
I'm
had fancy
gonna
clothes.
I'm going to put a 1 in front of it.
Or you did 100 years ago.
All right, we're in the future.
Well, I mean, you could either...
We're in the forward.
It depends. It'll depend on how elegant you want to look. Like, you can go out and buy a designer gown.
Elegant.
Or you could, you have smart clothes, so you can buy, you know, you could download the plans for fancy gown number 4 and go as that.
She wants to look very elegant.
Okay.
Elegant.
That'll be
very elegant.
Ooh, I'm gonna go in again. That'll be awesome next time. What?
I said, ooh, I'll go in again.
Yeah, that's good.
You can't. No one's going to judge you. The future.
Yeah.
It's the forward.
I don't know what Paul's
it's the forward.
Do.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Your armor will not fly. It's up to you. You can wear,
you can wear
a suit, you can wear a dress, but
suit.
You can't.
You should just wear
you can't wear your battle armor,
and you've just got like this big like blocky underneath.
You do a pantsuit.
Darling will find you something.
You just look like
whatever you get can be armored clothes.
Yeah.
But you can't just wear your battle armor. Alright, so that's where we'll leave it. So next game, you guys will be able to rest up and heal and have some one-on-one time with your muses. So what do you think?
I haven't talked to Daddy in a while.
That was the Corbin. That was the Corbin stratagem. Named after Corbin Dallas.
I don't know who that is.
From the Fifth Element.
Yeah,
from Fifth Element.
He was good at negotiating.
I guess.
Oh, I thought it was because negative. I identify as a meat popsicle. Which is what I thought you made with the pink thing.
No, that's actually in the book. That's called a jelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I beefed it up just a little. The reason you didn't have to roll damage is because kinetic and bladed weapons do the minimum possible damage.
So,
So my electricity was the way to go?
Area of effect weapons.
Yeah.
Energy weapens.
Grenades and stuff.
Grenades.
How much of the grenades?
Plasma bolt.
So why'd you make this roll for the...
One see, how much,
roll
area of how much was that, though? How much was it okay? Like, how hurt?
Yeah, whatever you...
So my, like, 36 did one
damage. But, like, how hurt was it?
If it was 5d10, then it would be 5.
Yeah.
How much health does it have?
It had 100 during
that. Oh, okay. So
I bumped it up a little bit because it was two of them, like, melded together into one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, it had 100 durability.
Mm-hmm. I kind of had suspected that because I remember the jellies did that.
Yeah.
So, wait, was my Seeker? It's not a Seeker.
Freezer?
No, the other one.
Shredder.
Was that? That's an area of effect. But it's like a kinetic area
yeah,
of
it's,
effect.
Yeah, I
thought it was doing the minimum.
I was
possible.
Only slightly less durable than it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so that was the Corbin stratagem. I hope you guys liked it. Do you want to do that on mic? Or,
yeah, let's do resume.
All right, so you all get 4, because you all did a good job.
I'm going to nominate Ed.
Yay, me.
I guess we're starting with Eric.
Yeah, that's right.
Way to just jump the gun, man.
Yeah, way to go, you butt.
Here's the gun.
Oh, we always
with
nominations just go.
I'm gonna give
Ed gets one Rez.
We always with nominations just say it, and whoever
it's
says
fine.
No, we.
I'll give my
order.
Point to Ryan because he's my AGI buddy.
Thank you.
And my teammate this game.
I will give mine to Meyer for being my AGI buddy. I'm gonna give mine to Chris for helping me negotiate a lot of that crap.
Then I will give mine to James.
You're gonna finish out the circle jerk, Ed.
Sure.
Yay.
I will give mine to Eric.
You bastard.
Because we're all jerking off.
And I give mine to Zoidberg.
Hooray.
All right. Eric, any last words for our audience?
Recipe.
I curse Zoidberg.
I was going to say pizza, and then I stopped.
I think that's worse than what Will did. What?
With my last breath,
I curse Zoidberg.
All right, and if Will... Okay, you know what, guys? I think our last thing should be, in case Will ever listens, we do 1, 2, 3. We love you, Will. Just in case he ever listens. All right. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
We